to Thursday night at the Speakeasy Cafe. We would like to invite you to take the stage for the Sound of Ink open mic poetry night. Now, let's get started. I want your ink in our ears.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Speakeasy Cafe open mic poetry show. We are going to have a phenomenal evening. I happen to know there are some pretty cool surprises in store for us tonight. If you would like to call in tonight, the number is 646-595-3965. That's 646-595-3965. We do have some stuff to go over, so let's go ahead and get started on that. First, I would like to remind you that we are in the middle of our first quarter prize drawing event. This is the first of four special prize drawings we'll be doing this year, covering our theme for 2024, which is the Year of the Voice. This year, we are going to be exploring things that focus on our voices as poets. The first quarter event is called The Gift of Voice. So I want you to think of the first time you ever read your poetry out loud. I want you to think of how that has changed you as a poet. And I want you to think of the person or people that were the catalyst in making that happen. All right? I want you to be that catalyst for someone else. I want you to pay it forward. It is sad to me all the poetry that sits unheard or lost in unopened journals, sitting in dark drawers or hidden between the pages with no voice to lift them off the page, or even sitting on someone's social media page, unseen, lonely, and quiet, no one visiting them. You know, we all know some phenomenal poets who maybe aren't super aggressive at getting their stuff, but you would not believe how the smallest breath of encouragement can lift the wings of someone and how high it can make them soar. I mean, the smallest of breath. Be that breath of encouragement for someone else. Give the gift of voice. This event is going on through March 31st, and to get involved, all you have to do is invite a new poet to read on the air, or maybe someone who has gotten lost to life along the way and has not been here in a long time. When you do this, when you bring a new person to the show, you get your name entered into the drawing. And not only that, but the person you bring gets their name entered into a second drawing. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win, actually. I'm the biggest winner because I get to hear new poets, and I absolutely love that. All right, so keep in mind that is going through the end of March. So invite someone over, give them the gift of voice, and watch them soar. All right, next, I would like to take in a moment and announce that our fundraiser for 2024 for our broadcasting license is underway. If you would like to help sponsor the Speakeasy Cafe radio show and help keep the community alive and thriving, fundraiser information in the link, which I have pinned to the top of my Facebook page. If you're not on my contacts list, you can find me under Nyla, N-Y-L-A, Alicia, last name Alicia, A-L-I-S-I-A. The reality check is that we still have a long way from being able to stay on the air, and we need help from the whole community. I'm doing everything I can on my end, but I can't do it alone. And I'm doing my very best to make up what the fundraiser itself does not cover. So please remember, if we all do just a little, it adds up and moves us closer to being on the air next month. And that's the reality of that. In addition, I'd like to let you know, if you'd like to help sponsor the show, we have a fundraiser, again, which is pinned to the top of my Facebook page. We also have a PayPal account under the show's email, which is the H-E, the Speakeasy Cafe. The word "the" has to be in there, or whoever has just Speakeasy Cafe is going to be real tickled. It's the T-H-E, speakeasycafe at gmail.com for PayPal. And our Cash App account, which is for the show, is set up with $ Speakeasy Cafe for Cash App. If you like information on any of this, let me know. I can send you a message and get the information to you, or you can just jump over on my page and check out the post at the top with our fundraiser information. With all that said, we only have a short while more to show our love and appreciation to those who helped contribute towards our license, broadcasting license, last year. And it is very important to me that on every show we show these people special appreciation, because without them we absolutely, literally 100% would not be here were it not for them help, because I cannot do this on my own anymore. The it's just gone, prices have gone up too much in the last 17 years that we have been on the air. All right, so those 2023 sponsors are Annabelle Ashire, Anthony Arnold, Dave Kuhn, Debbie Kelly, Douglas Curry, George Wiley, Gary and Noreen Snyder, Jade Mist, Jessica Brooke, Karen DeWitt, Kristen Riley, Krista Jopek, Krista Jopek's dog, T.S. Eliot, Lori Binder, Lynn Perkins, Martha Shestick, Michael Emerald, Missy and Jimmy Ray Davis, Pineapple 16, Jones, Rich Hathaway, Robert and May Ryan, Terry Galloway, and Timothy Melton. I would also like to make a very heartfelt thank you to those who made anonymous donations in the memory of Melvin Douglas Johnson, Philip Kent Church, John Kays, Rain Man, Rain Neighbors, Rick Smith II, Glenn Steele, Charles C.B. Banks, King's Cadence, and Deep Enough. I think that's a really beautiful, beautiful way of remembering those of us who have gone to that big inkwell in the sky. Appreciate you all. Appreciate all of you so very much. All right. Now, do you know what time it is, poets? Do you have any idea? Let me think. Inspiration from the inkwell. God goes wild. All right. I hope you have your pens and papers and notebooks and quills, journals, whatever it is you write with, handy, because we are going to be going through our mini workshop portion of the show. If you don't happen to get everything as I go through this, don't panic, not to worry. You can always come back after the show is over and re-listen to the beginning of the program and grab whatever I missed. Do you guys want to know what sheer panic is? Right? I normally have my studio, my office door closed when I do the show. And I obviously forgot to do that because as I'm talking to you, my little kitten, Willow, just jumped up on my desk and on the keyboard and everything just went nuts. So we're going to be fighting a kitten while we're doing the show today, obviously. So anyway, remember too that we have 17 years worth of podcasts in our archives. So anytime you're sitting there and you can't think of anything to write, or you're just kind of stuck, or you're looking for some ideas or something new, listen to the first 15 minutes of any of our broadcasts and you'll find something there that'll send you off and running. All right, so let's jump right in, and I'm going to start off by giving you this week's poetry prompts. I want to thank everyone who posted their prompts for tonight's show, and there were so many. Every week I put a post on the on my Facebook page asking for poetry title prompts from you, the poet, and I choose the ones I can, and I don't always get them all on here, but that gives me a great resource for the following week back and pull from the archives of prompts that you guys are giving me. And they are a lot of fun. So your poetry prompts, remember, they are like seeds planted. They are meant to grow into poems. And you can use these prompts as the title of your poem. You can use it in as a line in your poem or just a general concept of your poem, such as, say, the prompt was war. You don't have to use the word war for me to understand that your poem is about war. All right. Whatever you do with your prompts beyond that is up to you. So let's start out with number one. Smoldering bridges. Smoldering bridges. Two, as you are, as you are. Three, palms against glass. Palms against glass. Number four, chipped like. Number six, paint me in color. Paint me in color. Seven, eyes from the shadows. Eyes from the shadows. Number eight, stripped off skin. Stripped off skin. Number nine, trapped of attraction. Trap of attraction. Number 10, blink. Number 11, loose threads in the wind. Loose threads in the wind. Number 12, pushing back the scars. Pushing back the scars. Number 13, headed to the floor. Headed to the floor. Number 14, finger-painted sunset. Finger-painted sunset. My cat is playing with the mic. Can you guys hear that? Is it making weird noises? Number 15, growing in concrete. Growing in concrete. You can write one poem per prompt. You can mix and match the prompts and use them, you know, whichever ones you want. Number 15, 6, 8, and then grab 7. And use all of those in your poem. Mix and mash them up. Or if you're feeling really froggy, you can use all the lines in one poem. All right, so next, over your pick apart a prompt writing exercise. Now, this exercise is to highlight that what you do with a prompt before you write to it is far more important than what you actually write to it. All of us get a knee-jerk reaction, just like muscle memory, a knee-jerk reaction. When we hear something that inspires us, our brain instantly pulls up images. It's like when you Google something and the algorithm of your search choices are going to pull up the things that you search the most, the things you're most familiar with. Your brain's the same way. When you hear something that inspires you, it immediately it's going to pull up the most familiar images. So when you sit down and you end up writing a poem, you're writing the same poem as everybody else because most of us within our first five things that our brain will pull up will be the same type of thing. So you're writing the same type of poem as everybody else. What I would like to do is have you train yourself to look beyond the knee-jerk reaction you get when you get something that inspires you deep down and uniquely yours. All right, this is what this exercise will do to you. So we're going to start this with the prompts that I just gave you, this week's prompts. So we had number one, which was smoldering bridges. All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to take that prompt and you're going to write it at the top of your journal page. And then underneath it, you are going to write at least six different ideas for poems that you could write to that same prompt. So you're not going to write one poem. You're not going to write six poems. You're just going to write at least six different ideas you could write to that one prompt. When you're done with that one, you go on down to number two, three, four, till you are all the way to the bottom, and you have at least six different ideas for poems you could write to each of the 15 prompts. Now, I'm guaranteeing you that you will not get all the way to the bottom of this. You're not going to finish it every week. It's impossible because something is going to grab a hold of you, and you're going to be off and writing in a flurry. And when you're done, you're going to find that what you have written not going to be like anything else you've written before. It's going to be quite different. All right? So know that this is the way, what this does is it trains your brain, and it will do this over time to where your brain will automatically start doing this. It's learned behavior. All right? Your brain will automatically do this. If you do this for a while, you are going to train your brain instead of it focusing on the very first images that it pulls up, it's going to start flipping through ideas automatically, like a slideshow, on ideas or images or things. You're going to search deeper into that dark web of your brain and find things that are uniquely you. Once again, helping you find your own unique voice. Once again, finding a way for you to write the poem that nobody else is writing, that nobody else could write. So when I say autumn, there will be no leaves in your poem, all right? So have fun with this. Challenge yourself. These things are to help you grow and become better writers, and I don't care how good you are, how great of a writer you are. We should never be so complacent that we think we're the best we can be. Always push yourself to strive to be better, to learn more, to explore your brain. All right. So With that done, let's go ahead and move on to your journal assignment for this week. And remember, journal assignments are like yoga pants time with your muses. It's not writing for popular consumption. It's just one-on-one time with your brain. And as you do this exercise or assignment, I don't want you to overthink what you're writing. In fact, I don't want you to think about your writing at all. Simply write the shadow running behind your thoughts, trying to keep up. The goal is to spit out the chaos and sort it out later. You know, don't go into this with the mindset that you are in control. This is free writing, like free fall time with no boundaries. Just follow your pen without question, wherever all the twists and turns take you. You're not writing something, you're writing everything. Whatever weird trails, right mid-sentence, you head off on another tangent, whatever it is, just write it down on paper, spit it out, sort it out later. This week, we will be starting with your, on a clean journal page, and you are going to begin with the sentence, standing there, when there was nothing left to say, all I could say was, and then just continue writing. Write whatever pops into that beautiful, brilliant brain of yours. All right? Standing there, when there was nothing left to say, all I could say was, and go. Right? Free writing, there's a freedom and a magic in free writing that you will find in no other way. Even the most accomplished writers. I went to a seminar and with Billy Collins, who is like the universe, you know, poet laureate, probably one of the most best known poets of our contemporaries. Even he said that he still free writes every single day for at least 5 minutes. So that should tell you something. If you want to obtain a level of excellence, then you should strive to listen to the people who have been developing that formula to reach that point. All right. So with that said, we're going to get into this much more and much deeper at a later date. But I want to throw this out there because I am looking for 3 people willing to help me with a workshop that I am going to be doing on this. And what I need is for these people to be willing to do 5-minute free writes every single day. If not every single day, then days. You know, I'll work with you. I'll send you prompts. I'll do whatever that I need to do to help you in this process through these 30 days. But I want you to be able to do a free write for at least 5 minutes every single day or as many days as you possibly can. And at the end of that, we're going to be setting up a pre-recorded workshop together. And I'm going to be talking to the 3 of you about the process, about what you've learned, what you've found, some observations. You know, perhaps have you read some things that have come out of the chaos that you threw down on a page, because that'll happen. You know, probably 85 or 90% of what I have written in my life that I love are things that never started out as poems. They started out as a comment to somebody or an email or a tangent that my brain just took off on, and it took me a while to reel it back in. And when I was done, I was like, oh, well, that's not bad. So I think it would be really fun to, because I can sit there and tell you guys this stuff till I'm blue in the face, but when you hear it from, you know, and you know, who aren't here trying to give you assignments and homework like a school teacher, it can be a lot of fun hearing different perspectives and different takes and different ideas besides just mine. So I put this out there last week, and you know how many people responded to me? I was so excited. 0. None of you, not one of you stepped up and said, oh, yeah, man, this would be fun. I would love to help you with this. Not that I'm pointing any fingers, pointing to every single one of you right now, by the way. You can't see me, but I am. I need 3 of you to step up to the plate and help me with this. It will be a lot of fun. You will have a blast with it. So please, if you would like to help me with this workshop, shoot me over a message and I'll tell you what we need to do. All right. Nothing like shaming y'all, right? Go to the corner. They're all staying after school and clapping erasers. All right, so let's finish this up. Remember, as food for our creative souls, we have to have input in order to have output. We can't write new and exciting things and exciting things into our brain. That the main thing on that is reading, reading, reading. If you're not reading more than you're writing, you're doing it backwards. But it also includes life experiences. You know, a lot of us will sit there at the window at night, the window open, and the breeze is blowing the white curtains into the room. It's got a candle lit. You can smell the big old spruce tree right outside the window. You've got a half a glass of Pinot Noir. You know, your little poet hat on. The lights are down. You're sitting in there with your pen and paper, just waiting for inspiration to hit you. And you're sitting, and you're sitting, and you're sitting. You have to have input in order to have output. You need to have experiences in order to write about experiences. You need to read to be inspired. All right, so these things are important. You are what you eat, and that counts for your brain too, so feed it well. Remember, as our writer's discipline, and a writer's discipline is just that, it's called a discipline because it's something that you need to make yourself do. The more you do it, the less of a chore it'll be, the more fun it'll be, and you're going to learn something from this. And I'm not going to tell you what's going to go on because you're going to come on the show one day and you're going to say, Nyla, man, I'll tell you what. I have to tell you what happened when I started doing this. Every day, I want you to write a haiku poem. And I know a lot of you are free writers. A lot of you are performance poets. A lot of you do freestyle. And it's like, man, I just don't do form poetry. I just don't do haikus. That's baloney. Right? Most of us, because of the way we speak, our speech patterns, especially, you know, in just everyday talking, most of us speak in either 5-syllable or 7-syllable sentences already. So what I would like you to do is every day write a haiku poem. A haiku poem, an American haiku, is 3 lines with a 5-7-5 syllable count. And if you stop thinking about it as a form poetry and just have fun with it and play with it like a word puzzle, it's a lot more fun. So each day, go out in the world and find something worth 17 syllables. From point A to point B, take 17 syllables of your time back and own that. Give that to your creative self. Keep that creative side of you fed. If you do nothing else, I ever suggest this is the one thing that is not compromisable. It's the one thing that you can do that is going to benefit you above all other things. And again, we will be going over that in more detail in a workshop. If anybody would like to help me with something on that, just let me know on the haiku one. Remember, it's just important to write it down when you think it. Don't save it for later because you will never remember it. If it's not perfect, doesn't matter. You can go back and fix the syllable count later. Just get it, the idea written down when you think it, all right? So we're going to run through those prompts again for you really quickly, tonight's prompts. Number one, smoldering bridges. 2, as you are. 3, poems against glass. 4, chipped. 5, beautiful like. 6, paint me in color. 7, eyes from the shadows. 8, stripped off skin. Hang on, there we go. Number 9, trap of attraction. Number 10, blink. Number 11, loose threads in the wind. Number 12, pushing back the scars. 13, headed to the floor. 14, finger painted sunset. And 15, growing in concrete. All right, there you go. That is it for this edition of Inspiration from the Inkwell, our mini workshop. Remember, if you missed anything, you can come back after the show is over and re-listen to the beginning of the archived podcast. I'm going to play a recording. We always start and end every episode with a recording from one of you, our poets. I just posted on my Facebook page a call for recordings. So if you are a recording artist and you would like to have your piece added to the show's library and played for the world, you can email those to me. It's the speakeasycafe at gmail.com. Send me those MP3 files. I used to be able to pull them off of Facebook if you messaged them to me on Facebook, but they changed it recently, and I haven't quite figured out how to pull audio clips out of Messenger now. So I'm working on that. So the best way to get them to me right now is to email them to me, the speakeasycafe, and we'll get them uploaded. All right, the piece, the track that I chose to start the show with is by Mr. Gregory Schwartz, and it is called My Dog Is. Here you go.
That dog does God's work. It does God's work with more conviction than those humans who lack direction. That dog does what God wants, and that's very circumstantial. That dog helps helpless creatures understand why they can't be what they're not. My dog believes in who we are. So that dog rambles at the speed of thought. My dog's an astral traveler. His inner mind's a time machine. Say that dog attempts to master the moment of arrival. My dog masters the moment I walk through the door. That dog's blessed with self-evidence and promise of consideration. My dog protects my opinion and argument. My dog has perfect intellect. See, that dog that teaches intuition at the Innate Truth Institution, my dog reinvents the inevitable by exaggerating the details. And that dog remembers what we were thinking about, but my dog remembers what being real is all about. Say, that dog is possibly creating a reason, but my dog, I love my dog. My dog forgives my mistaken heart. Hey, you know, that dog's problems are a lot like ours. But my dog sometimes barks uncertain, and that's good for something. But that dog confirms this is itself a difficult clue. My dog knows one way or another how we learn from each other. And that dog gets the most out of the simplest bone. My dog has Superman ears and can hear frequencies that you think would be opera. That dog, don't worry, that dog won't hurt you. My dog just walked in, wants to know if there's anyone else. And that dog and my dog have three ideas and they discuss the ceaseless mystery. My dog, me, and the members of our band are one big happy family. Say, sometimes I think that dog's getting older by the hour. But my dog in the fate of the day, my dog does God's work with more conviction than most politicians. And my dog does what God wants, and that's very, very circumstantial.
I love that piece. All right, that one again was Mr. Gregory Schwartz, and maybe we'll hear from him tonight. Maybe he'll pop in on us. All right, so what I would like to do now is let you know what comes next, and that is, dun, 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 You the Poets. So again, the number to call in if you would like to read tonight is 646-595-3965. 646-595-3965. And I'm going to go ahead and pop that into chat for you in case you need it in there. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. And there you go. Oh, nope, that's the wrong one. Don't want to give you that numbers. All those numbers, that's not. Yeah, 646-595-3965. There we go. All right, so I put that into chat for you. All right, if you are on hold right now, this is what you can expect. We do take callers in the order that you call in, so listen for your telephone area code. Make sure that you introduce yourself. It's really important that people know who is reading. When you don't introduce yourself, I get all these pop-ups jumping up on my screen saying, oh, who is this? Who is this? Who's reading? Who's reading? And then, you know, me and squirrels, I get sidetracked, and then I don't hear what you say, and that's just not good. You deserve 100% of my attention, so make sure you introduce yourself. Also, you always want to have your name attached to your work. You are literally, verbally, virtually publishing your poems right now. We have 17 years worth of archived shows. They're like little verbal journals where people can jump onto any of them and hear poems that you read 17 years ago. So make sure that your name's attached to them. Nobody wants to have your work attributed to Anonymous. Anonymous is a great writer. Whoever they are, you don't want your work attributed to them. All right, the next thing is, right now you can read two poems. Where did two for? All right, I'll put that in a second. You can read two poems. If the lines get too busy tonight, I need to switch that back to reading just three, or to reading three, I'll let you know. To reading just one, I'll let you know. And if that happens on your turn, I'm terribly sorry, but right now you are good to go at two, and try to keep my yammering to a minimum so that I make sure everybody gets on tonight. When you're done reading, please make sure that you give out your URL. It's really important that you have people know how to get a hold of you and get to know you and your work better. And then please remember, we have a mature rating. I never know what someone's going to read when I pick up that line. So it could be just about anything. So, you know, put your seats in an upright position. Put all your carry-ons in the overhead. Put up your tray. Extinguish all flammable objects. And we'll be good to go. Remember, though, the one thing you will not hear on this show is adult porn poems. There are some great shows for that, but this is not one of them. We have a mature rating, not an adult rating. Okay? You know where that line is. Don't cross it. Other than that, you guys are good to go. I'm going to go ahead and give you the first three callers so you'll kind of have an idea of when you're coming up, and I will continue to go ahead and update you on the lineup as we proceed in the show. Our first caller tonight is 860, followed by 573, and then 702. All right, so let's go ahead and bring on area code 860. 860, you're on the air. Miss Jessica.
Hi. Jessica Brooke. I am in a good mood. I'm out of a big, long month, and many months-long depression. It's over. So. I don't know whether it's exactly what's beautiful here today. It's spring.
You know, I was just going to ask you, do you think it's seasonal depression?
Possibly. I don't know. But I also, to add to that, I also got a little bit more medication added. So I'm not sure if it even, like, but I'm not sure if that even took effect or if it's just the change, the fact that the time change and the more light and it's spring. I mean, generally, I love spring, and I always have a hard time in the winter. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's just seasonal, probably.
My seasonal depression starts in spring. As soon as I see the first daffodil pop up, it's all over for me. I'm just bummed out. Bummed out until the fall.
Bugs before this, but today I saw the first daffodils, and I took pictures. All right. So how are you, Nyla?
I am wonderful. I can't wait to see what you brought tonight. I get so excited when I hear you call in.
Oh, yay. I'm glad to hear you're excited. I'm excited to talk to you. It's been way too long. Oh, by the way, that prompt, I know it may seem silly, but was it stripped off scar or pushing back the scars or pushing back stars?
It was scrolling, pushing back the scars, pushing back the scars.
I love that one. I'm going to write on that one. Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. A lot of these that I get me prompts every week, and sometimes I switch them around a little bit or change them just a touch and mix them up so that, you know. So that was one. I don't remember who. Somebody, I think it probably was Karen, because she has been very exuberant and amazing and wonderful at sharing prompts the last 2 weeks. So that's probably one of hers, but I think I manipulated it a little bit.
You mean Karen DeWitt Depthwriter?
Absolutely, Karen DeWitt Depthwriter DeWitt, yes. She is amazing.
I know her. Okay, I will read. No further ado, so if people actually have time, so they're not sitting there after 11 o'clock, like, what the hell, you know. Okay. This one is called Silent Plea. Angels of mercy, hear me cry. I know it's not time for me to die, savage daily beatings are becoming a routine. At night, I just cry, for my husband is so mean. To get out is difficult. Where would I go? How can I leave now when this is all I know? My heart beats to tell me this is not how love should be. I need a way out. Please, God, I scream, I shout. Angels of mercy, I heard you reply. Leave at once or you will die. I packed a suitcase, biding my time. Leave with no trace. Tonight I shall go. There is more at stake. I am starting to show. Driving to the train, leaving everything behind. There will be no pain. Now I have peace of mind. Angels of mercy, she is now 3 years old. My daughter is very gifted, so I've been told. I found a new love that brings me joy. In a few months, we welcome a boy. Thank you from my heart. Thank you from my heart for answering my plea, giving me the strength to finally fly free. And peace.
Did you have fun writing that?
Yeah, I did. It was weird. Like, I was thinking, the thought first came to mind, like, in my head was, like, what was it? Sisters of Mercy or something like that? And then I'm like, wait, that makes, like, I can't really make that in anything that makes no sense. So I think it was that's what I thought at first. And it just popped in my head, and I'm like, well, you know. And it just kind of formed from there. It wasn't like I was thinking about anything like this. So.
It made me laugh when you said my husband is so mean, because it reminded me of the time I thought about writing for Hallmark greeting cards. There was actually a thing, a want ad for people to write Hallmark greeting cards. And I thought, you know, but what would I write? How many of you have ever gone to buy a greeting card for someone and they're just so sappy, schmucky?
Yeah, I would never
say that to someone in real life. Yes, so my version of a Hallmark greeting card would be, you're an asshole, but you're my asshole and I love you. That would be something I would put in a greeting card. So, needless to say, I never applied for that job.
Okay, I was told I should write for Hallmark because of my love poems I write. I have a lot of love poems, but yeah.
You do.
Okay,
you know, your poems aren't syrupy and sappy and cheesy. So, you know, they would be blessed to get you.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, by the way. I'm just in such a good mood. I'm happy, so. I know. When I saw the world.
It's called a conversation. It's okay. That's what we do.
Okay. This was my latest one. I heard it a couple days ago. It's called Torn. Cannot seem to find any connection, wandering aimlessly with no direction. Wind whipping through the dank divide, maneuvering a ravine decades wide. Oh, how lonely it is being inside with no one along for the ride. Awakening is realization. My life was in stark stagnation. Terribly lost, feeling alone, wandering with no means to atone. Pattern repeated for eternity, needing respite so desperately. Tired of living with resignation, I will die searching for divination. A conundrum for the ages. What is life but torn up pages? Empty.
Exactly. What is life but torn up pages? I love it.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Quite a few people liked that. Well, quite a few compared to the rest of them. I got invited to read at an open mic event that my coworker like heads up a whole group of poets and artists or something in Hartford, and which is, if anyone didn't know, the capital of Connecticut. And she invited me after, I read this to her, she invited me to be part of their group and everything. So it was cool. Because I, mentioned I was a poet and read her one before, but, not until I read this story. You know. So pretty cool. I donated. I'm really hoping that you get enough. money for this show, because it's amazing and I love it, and I'm really happy that you brought me to it whenever that was. I don't remember how long. I asked someone that I worked with shared his poetry with me for the first time he'd ever shared it with anyone, and I'm going to try to already ask him if he can ask him another time. tomorrow, and remind him, you know, there is, you know, really good stuff, you know. Keeping all that quiet.
I do.
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right, sweetheart.
Sorry.
You did a fantastic job starting the show off tonight. I appreciate you so much, and I would love for you to tell people how they can come and show you some love.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. My author page is Jessica Brooke with an E Poetry, and I also have a YouTube channel that I haven't been on for a while, but it's quite a bit of recordings. Jessica Brooke apostrophe E apostrophe S Poetry, Jessica Brooke Poetry. And that is it for me. I'm really sorry it took up so much time, everybody. You're probably like, oh, my God, when is she going to shut up? So, okay.
You did just fine.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. We will talk to you next week, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So I want to let area code, we have Martha with us hanging out there on the phone line. Hello, Martha. I love you. I see you down there. Thank you for being here tonight. We had a caller earlier, 540, whose call got dropped. So I want to let them know if you're listening, 540, you are still on. I always, because, you know, electronics are and the internet is what it is. You know, there can be glitches and hiccups and all that. So I always keep paper and pen, and I write the, you know, handwrite the lineup. So you're still in place if you would like to call in. You have not lost your place in the line. All right. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and grab our next caller. And our next caller comes from area code 573. 573, you are on the air.
This is Fellas. Are you ready to get fertilized? What's up, baby? How you doing?
Not a whole lot. How are you, sweetheart? It's good to hear from you.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just got done. While, you know, the pre-show is going on, I got a pretty much an entire pedicure done. I don't have a mask, so it's not a complete one, but, you know, you got to take care of your feet. So now I'm back at work on them, you know, 7 hours a day.
You seriously got a pedicure done?
Well, I got a manicure done with my daughter the other day. We went and got our nails done. No, I just did my own pedicure.
What color did you paint your toenails?
I got all the tools, baby. I take care of myself.
What color did you paint your toenails?
The only thing I don't have right now is the cuticle scissors, which I need to get because, you know, I keep, like, it's springtime now, so I'm in sandals, which I wish I would have put on after I got done. Because on my feet are a little dirty, walking on the porch. But, no, my feet aren't pretty in the morning or any fucking time. The rest of me is beautiful, but my feet need to be hidden. So even with sandals, I like to keep closed toe sandals. But, you know, I walk thousands of miles in these feet and not taking care of them for many years. Well, I'm taking care of myself now. So, you know, I make sure to do so. Gotta do it, right? So, hey, I want to spit some fucking poetry, right? And fuck, Nyla.
Fucking do this. Fucking spit some poetry, dude.
You know, and
just,
the pretense.
Just, like, do it. Just, go. Do it.
Yeah, well, I know. I just know. You be quiet now.
I'm being quiet now.
I'm going to give you an education in the next two poems in the word fucking without your absent palpitations. This is fucking drudgery. Go away. Your money is ignorance. A true semblance of shallow death. What you wanted drives hard blame and absent mistakes. Life drawn truths. Mates, fallacy. Spreading lies and lost moments, times we drifted and love died. Granted ambitious, these precursors lost like the bandit the ignorance could buy. I don't regret lost time. Learn and cry. Cry. Forgiving me not. For being birthed under the golden sun, West Coast intentions right. subtly hardwired in me is something you couldn't accept. A drought of reason is not what you hoped. Landlocked in mineral binds and hillbilly swag, you was skeezer hag. Lost my Mary when I embraced your dim high. Lost in heat stroke. Forgive thy father's sin. I'm still West Coast. And Satan is my motor. No more your martyr. I'm 6 feet above your 3. My still internal combustion is my motor. Now hums when it runs. I've averted your demeanor at East Coast parallels that I wish to behold and loose myself in a sheath of electricity. Something other than your cancer running through my soul. A lighthouse is on my mind. A kiss. Now, knowing myself, I'm in the mean. Are you? And you, baby? As sexy only coat slim lines. Oh, I'm always next to me. I see too much. I perceive little knowledge base. Don't test that bad habit to me. I wish not does. Lonely don't equate desperation's plight, so please. No. Pretty and muddied lines. How one loses control falling apart. Sweetheart, that ain't me. I'm a conundrum free. A fucking drudgery. The Bacchary breeze and peace.
Wow. That was amazing, my darling. I loved the way you talked when you, at the beginning, you talked about money being shallow death.
It is. I mean, if you root it, I mean, hey, money can buy you the things that make you happy, but you have to know what makes you happy first, or it's fucking pointless, right? You got to know you. That's the basis of that, right? And you got to remember, you know, I write all this shit drunk. I am the drunken poet. And I prefer to perform that way. I'm half lit right now. Well, I'm not half lit. I said, no, I'm not really lit at all. That whiskey's nasty. I was drunk when I bought that shit. but I am in a little bit alien twang because I am king of that nation. And this is something a little bit more romantic. It is fucking beautiful. I've longed in absent art to see you. Dismal, my lonely, bask in the relentless sun. But will you wait for me? I'm now ready as I hunger for knowledge of you, to eat fruition slowly in my dare to ask you be my indulgence in possibility. That hole for possibility jungle, I want to rumble and intellect. To see if you're the possible I thought. As my reflection no longer the same, I am no longer upside down, nor sideways. I have a feeling I'd love to share. If you could say we try to turn it around, scorn burnt on long airs in you, I'd like to see my dare to care be a feeling. Will you stay? Embrace the mockery so clean. Will it be? I'm lost digits in Mary's cush. I've adored you longer than should have waited. I want to adore you. May I have the chance to see your worth existing in possibility? I want to know you. Find the discovery in a beautiful linger. When we indulge, I miss touch deeper than flesh, and I feel you can vibe this Our reality's ease and our angst harsh driven. No longer shall we succumb to misunderstanding or settling worth. We've done dug those graves. Proud enough. No longer embracing ends of another's shame. We look into pretty thrones of holding hands, knowing that there's the understand something fucking beautiful the Bakri brings. And peace.
Wow. You are amazing, my darling. Absolutely amazing.
I think if only I could find some of the words that the poem's about. I thought I did, but I have bad taste, obviously. But you know what? My heart is pure and it's still here, so I'm ready for more. No, fuck you, cunts. I'm here for the real ones. The ones that worth the value and respect and dignity. I am love. I am the epiphany.
All right, my darling sweetheart, do me a favor and tell everyone how they can come find you.
When I tell you you can, you'll know. Have a good night.
You did a great job, sweetie. I appreciate you. Thank you. You have a good evening. All righty. All righty. Our next caller comes from, so I have stuff written down. Next caller, area code 702. They are going to be caller followed by caller 518, 419, and 513. All right, let's get Mr. Jimmy Ray Davis on the air. 702,
hey,
are you with me?
Hey, I'm with you. Jimmy Ray, it's Jimmy Ray Davis, the word machinist. I'm in the house. I almost wasn't in the house. I was outside because I was listening to the Sin. You know, I'm enjoying the show, too. And fantastic job by Jessica. I'm so glad she got to be first tonight. And Sin is always a treat, man. Sin, I've been communicating with Sin. He's been sending me some cool stuff he's doing. And great guy, great man. Now, how are you? That's the main question.
I am doing absolutely wonderful. Very excited about a little piece of information I got from you earlier tonight.
Well, you know, Nyla, you are very special to all of us. And we tell you that, and you tell us, no, it's you guys, you're the show. And we're like, yeah, but Nyla, but you orchestrate. And we kind of do this whole circular backpat thing. Well-deserved on all sides, on all fronts. However, to show you my appreciation for the second time, I believe I did this, I think it was week before last, I wanted to get you a new Wildwood poem, but I didn't have anything ready. Hour before the show. I got to make dinner. That's why I was a little late calling in. And I thought, well, I'm going to scratch one out. And I did. And I'm going to launch right into it, and then we can talk about it. But you remember the last one was Road Trip Myron. Remember that? One of the Butcher Brothers.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And for Nyla, for everybody listening, for Nyla and the other, I think, three people that are actually following the sagas, a little joke there. But you will know that when I write these, especially speaking of, well, all of them really, but now we're talking about Wildwood, I try to put every one of these poems has a clue, no matter how small it is, as to what's coming up. Sometimes you got to really look for it. And one of the things that we talked about, or what was talked about in Wildwood, was that Myron, the one Butcher brother that did make the appearance, and he's coming back, talked twice now about his brother being lost to the dark, and he mentioned Cheryl. So a lot of folks, i.e. three, are thinking, hey, he's dead, he's gone, right? He's not. Well, I happen to know for a fact that he is not dead. In fact, he's on his way back to the Wildwood right now as we speak. He's in his car.
What?
Yeah, and this is, so this one, just for you, Nat, well, for everybody, but predominantly done quickly for tonight's show for you. This is a speakeasy exclusive, as I just wrote it. This is Road Trip Mark. Hey, y'all, bet you thought I was dead. That would be a no-go. Just been laying low. Pardon my manners. I'm Mark, the other half of the so-called notorious, one and only, no other, Butcher Brothers. That was a world ago, if you didn't know. It's true we sold drugs, just as snug as a bug in a rug down at that creepy motel. It always felt like a gate to hell. And they say some secrets you just don't tell. But you know what? I'm ready to spill my guts. Truth is that me and Myron, now I ain't lying, we weren't really brothers. Nothing too mysterious or bad. We just happened to have the same abusive loser stepdad. We got suckered into the easy money game. I don't really feel shame. I mean, my reasoning was this. Folks are going to take drugs, and they're going to get them somewhere. So internally, I declared, may as well be from us. I'll tell you this, honey. We made handfuls, fistfuls of money. Until, that is, that the lure outweighed the bid, and Myron got stupid. He was never the brightest flame on the candle. I just couldn't handle where he was taking things. I didn't condone what he did hiring Nikki, that high school kid, to run the stash. Without a scream or shout, I told him I was out. He got real mad, told me he was going to call Dad. Just as blue skies are sunny, I didn't need his blood money. But I never got to know any of those schmoes who lived there, kept to myself, didn't want any static. Although I did see that strange man coming out of the attic. I also heard that little girl read a few of her poems to Helga. I gotta say, they were pretty good, more than okay. Debbie and Stan and Marvin seemed to be decent folk. All was going okay until me and Cheryl spoke. She was a strange bird, that one, you know, kind of like a nun, all prim and proper and polite, but after Sunday school class, she'd be in the bathroom smoking grass. She came on to me hard one night, said her body I could save her if I did her a favor. Myron told me to leave her be unless I wanted a used room at the Gray Bar Hotel. That was about the only good thing he ever did. I chose the only thing proper and turned down her offer, at least initially. Here's the thing. I have an idea what this clown business is all about. Going to be a real buzz session, no doubt punishment for past transgressions. Listen to me. I need you to hear. I'm in the clear. Kids getting drugs on East Lynn fall squarely on Myron. As for Cheryl, I put two and two together. Yes, I did her favor. Not something to save her. But I didn't sleep with her. So now I'm driving back to that place to see all their faces. I'm not worried, though. Not a bit, because I know Cheryl's secret. End poem.
What? 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 Plot twist. Damn. Jimmy, you're making me crazy.
Well, look, I mean, there's been some stuff already said regarding Cheryl. We just don't know exactly what it could be. But you know that Mark's involved. So another piece of the puzzle.
I do now.
So, Nala, did you get the picture I sent you a little while ago?
Which picture?
Okay, it's on your messenger. It's right below my poems. It is from Within the Words. It is the poem within a poem that he was talking about last week where he read it. Telling you that you have to kind of see it. And I got to segue real quick and say, the man is genius. The poem is incredible. The way it's structured, the way it works, it literally is a poem in a poem. And I sent it over for him. He was having a little issue sending it. So make sure you get take a look at that when you get a chance. And
I'm looking at it right now.
Do you want me to give you a moment to read it, or shall I go on?
Nope. I'll look at it. I'll study it better after the show.
I sent it to you for safekeeping. That way you could reference it anytime you like.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, we have another saga to get to. And I know Wildwood's your favorite, but I know you also have affinity for Abattoir and Old Bill. But also the Sideshow Tales. Come on, Sideshow Sheila. We got to know what's going on with her. This is a new piece.
I said, right?
Right.
I have to know.
Well, it's I wrote this one a few days ago. It hasn't posted yet, so this will be another Speakeasy exclusive. And this, well, this one doesn't really necessarily further the story. As you know, sometimes in the sagas, we slip back a little bit to give you a picture of the past, like we did with Wolfman Jim, and then we did his origin to find out how he actually became a werewolf, which is kind of fun to do. We're kind of putting puzzle pieces together. Sometimes we do them a little out of order, but it all comes together in the end, or it all comes out in the wash, as they say, right?
Yeah.
So we have a great crowd in the chat room. I want to give a shout-out to all of them. Tyler's in there, within the words, Robbie, baby. I didn't see Martha, but I know she's listening, so a big shout-out to her. Schwartz is in there. I don't have the thing up in front of me right now, but you saw it. Anyway, a lot of good folks in the chat room tonight. Always great to have the gang in there, and it feels good. It's an extra dimension to the show, if you will. So, you know that Sideshow Sheila, one of her early forays, not currently, of course she left the Sideshow quite a while back, and she was playing piano and singing at Cozy Bands. And then we revealed recently that Mike the bartender found her wandering the streets, and that's where we left off with her. But she was in the Sideshow, and that's a huge part of this story, especially being that it's Sideshow Tales. And this is called Welcome to Devlin's Sideshow. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up, step right up. We got a show for you, yes, sir. Freaks and geeks, all shapes and sizes. Some greasy circus food and a whole slew of surprises. Step right up. You might gasp. You might get sick. Buy a ticket. Buy a ticket today. It'll be a habit you can't kick. Buy a ticket. Now, you never know what you'll see, deformities and oddities. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up. Ladies and gents, step right up. We got pickled punks, carny drunks escaping from locked trunks, myths debunked, and lots of junk for sale in our gift shop. Step right up. We got Matilda, the bearded lady. Come see her world. Haven't shaved since she was a little girl. Gonna be a good night. Not a razor in sight. Step right up. Come on, buddy. Give me some room. Step right up. Get your tickets now. They'll be sold out soon. Step right up. And it's only a dollar. It's only a dollar, plus some absorbent taxes and hidden fees. Hey, we got to make a living, too, can't you see? Only a dollar. Step right up. Come see Stretch. He ain't dumb. He can pull his skin like bubble gum. Truly out of touch. Oh, yeah, he don't want much. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and see Dog Boy. The poor wretch can't speak, only barks, but he's got a good heart. Covered in fur from head to toe, he'll chase and bring back anything you throw. Step right up. Move out of the way, kid. Step right up. You bother me, son. Step right up. Only a dollar. Fresh in this week. Pete the Geek. No fooling, no tricking. He'll bite the head off a live chicken. Step right up and see the travesty of Pete. Come get a front row seat. Step right up. I'm going to keep hollering. Only a dollar. Step right up. You like clowns? We got clowns. Going to turn your frown upside down. Everybody loves a clown. What's the matter, son? You don't like them? Well, step aside. Go ride the kiddie ride. Step right up, folks. Come see Edgar, the serial killer clown. No worries. We got him chained down. But don't get too close. Take a gamble. Come see. They say he killed his whole family. Step right up. Get a good seat. Step right up. See Edgar and Pete. Only a dollar. No need to be a scholar. Step right up. Only a dollar. Not for the faint of heart, but we have living proof. Living proof. Come see Wolfman Jim, a real live werewolf. I ain't telling lies. He'll transform before your very eyes. He's pretty handy with tools as well. Step right up. It's only a dollar. One measly buck, only a dollar. Watch it, buddy. You're in my light. Step over to the right. Get you a ticket. Once it's done, once it's torn, I'll throw in a free bag of popcorn. Step right up. Step right up. Devlin's Sideshow is the best this side of Fairfax, so relax and come see our main attraction. Only a dollar, my dear folks. Step right up. She has enchanted men for ages with her third eye and a voice that could make a sailor cry. Yeah, buddy, she got a set of lungs, but no, you can't feel them. I give you our star attraction, Sideshow Sheila. Only a dollar, but if you pay two, she'll sing a song just for you. What are you waiting for? Step right up. Come and meet the orneriest man by far, our ringmaster, Bette Noir. That's right, folks. All you losers, I got these freaks in line. If they don't listen, it's whipping time. Bette. Now, my friends. Sit down. Relax. Don't pop a stitch. Go make yourself a sandwich. We got tickets to sell. Step right up, folks. Only a few seats left. Only a dollar. Don't dawdle. Don't linger. Half price if you got an extra finger. Step right up. step right up. Tram, kid, you make me nervous. Only $1, best price in town, don't you know? Get your ticket, step up, and welcome to Devlin's Sideshow. In peace.
I have to tell you, Jimmy, I don't think I have enjoyed listening to you read something more than I enjoyed that. That was incredible. Oh, my God. I'm sitting there, you're trying to read, and I'm sitting here listening to you, and I like start busting up laughing. I'm hoping I didn't like mess you up or anything.
No. Oh, God, that's so much fun. You know, I wrote it, and it was one of those that I wrote. And when I write something like that, I have to picture this guy announcing the show. So I can't write it like a normal poem. I kind of have to write it like this guy would say it if he's really selling tickets. But, of course, we're working rhymes in there. And it got away from me. It ended up being a lot longer than I intended it to be. But I wasn't sure I'd have enough breath to finish it. So much fun.
Oh, it was. That is awesome. I'm so excited about that. You know, you make them so real, I can picture them in my head.
Well, and then don't forget, we also got a little piece of Sideshow Sheila in there, and Wolfman Jim, and that bastard Bette Noir. You know, he had to break in there. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm toying with the idea of when, going back to Wildwood for a second, when they all get back. I'm toying with the idea of doing a poem or two within that framework, because I'm going to have to switch to third person at some point. But I'm toying with the idea of having a poem that's strictly a conversation with all of them, and I have to change voices like 9 times. So
you are the true epitome of what a performance poet is. You know, the people who do spoken word, you know, and there's people who do poetry readings, and then there's performance artists, and you are definitely a performance artist.
Your voice is your stage. You know, I love it. And what better way? I mean, I'm doing a story too, so what better way to sell it than really get into it? Nyla, I appreciate you so much. The show, however, as Devlin would say, must go on, and it's not only $1. And in fact, speaking of only $1, everybody, if you can, let's get that fundraiser going. Keep the show on the air, and who knows, you might get a ticket to Devlin's Sideshow as well. Nyla, I do appreciate you dearly. And I am just happy to be here. Like I told you in a message earlier, it's really become a part of my, and I'm being completely sincere here, a part of my life and part of my routine that I need. I need to have this. And it's good to have that. So thank you for that. I am Jimmy Ray Davis, the Word Machinist. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram. Well, you can find me on TikTok for now, as long as it's still there. And Instagram under the name Word Machinist. And on Facebook, my poetry page is Jimmy Ray Davis Poetry. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Art, fantastic job.
Love you, Nyla.
Me too, babe. All right. Our next caller comes from area code 518. Hopefully she has finished her dinner. 518, you're on the air.
I'm done. And I'm not in Facebook jail yet.
You know, as soon as you said that, because I've had that happen before, and as soon as you said that, it's like, oh, no, I will feel so bad. You did a great job on the prompts. I absolutely loved it. It was fun,
Thank you. Just like
last week. You're welcome.
Yeah. Everybody, this is Karen DeWitt, a.k.a. Death Writer, a.k.a. Not in Jail Yet. And I got small pieces this week. It's not like the drawn-out one from last week I did. You know what
I mean.
They
were wonderful.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Anytime you are, love.
Okay. What will happen to the exposed, the shadows of the dark past? Where will time consume its energy? Might the world be seen for what it truly is? We are the takers of an epidemic, the bereavement of views, the achievers of an era that has been neglectful, We take but never return the beauty of our world. We expect the rainbow to form its existence, to birth its head, but it's stuck in the clouds. People have lost the gift to read between the lines, the ability to capture the essence of life. Its music replaces emotion. Without the thunder, we would be lost, exhaling the rain from the depleted lungs, and the exhaustion of muted thoughts would capsize over our knees. Voices are no longer strong because they've turned weak from tantrums trumped by deflated dreams. They've been swept through the hours from the cluck of a face. Happiness flew the coop, the people too worried about what others are doing and not enough of their backyard. The plethora of bugles rise with the sun, and the dawn signs the horizon forth to come. The evolution tumbles in front of dawn, just as our ancestors did when the paper was signed, or the name printed on the instruction of dutiful life. They criticize without a raft to get to shore, and buzzards plant themselves in the center of fountains, waiting for the right spot to lay their eggs. End poem. I have to apologize because I have a cold coming on too. So some of my words are always
coming
out.
You sounded amazing. That was incredible. You sounded great.
Thank you. The next one is Ferris Wheel. That actually has a name. Worry not of the paling bagpipes from an eastern shore of sorrow, or the tattered western morals of a goat's chest. The bold beagle swings its body into forbidden evermores as the air be met with porous remains. Strapped flesh crackles lightly into braided streams sweeping above a blackened ledge where thy birth its nest. End poem.
Wow. That was amazing, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. You can find me anywhere. I mean, basically all you got to do is type Karen DeWitt or Karen Stahl or Death Writer into your browser, and I'll pop up everywhere.
Guys, make sure you do that. Find her, send her some love. She's amazing. Responsible for very, very many of your haikus tonight. Or not your haikus.
Oh, I'm sure they love me haikus. Right now.
Your prompts.
I tried to calm down so other people could, you know, intervene. But my mind's always going. And everything was popping up, so I just kept typing it.
I love the way you were putting ones in there specifically for people and tagging them. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, because a lot of that, I do that because I know what they've been through and this, that, and the other. And I want them to touch on those topics, you know, because if you bleed it, it's out. It makes it a little bit easier for life. So that's me, sneaky. But I love Jimmy tonight. And Jessica was really good. Everybody's been so good tonight, you know. And we all love you, Nyla.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you. I want to thank you, too, for the donation you made to the show. I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, that's nothing. I would do that anytime, you know. I wish I could do more, but my hospital bills are so high this year. So
I know what's going on with that, and that's when you know it makes it even more amazing. You know,
but I got my sister. I think
that.
I got my sister coming on board with us. She's a really good writer too, and she's the one that you were in touch with while I was in the hospital, mm-hmm. Diane.
I know.
So,
you guys, don't disappear on me because I'll stalk your asses. I will. Don't just. I worry about y'all. You just can't do that.
So hopefully.
So that would be very cool to have her here.
Yes, ma'am. But everybody have a good night. Slam
you
it
too,
out,
sweetheart.
And bleed it out.
Appreciate you.
Good
I'll
night,
talk
hon.
To you soon, sis.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Miss Karen DeWitt. Show her some love, you guys. All right. We have area code 419. 419, you're on the air.
My Nyla, my Nyla.
Hey, baby.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening to you, Rebel.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a couple new pieces. Well, I'm not sure if you've heard the first piece I'm going to recite. It's called Fathers. And I'm not going to take too much time up because I got two pieces tonight. So, yeah, the first piece tonight I'm going to recite is Fathers. The devil picked me when I was just a seed, and he led me down paths of destruction. But you see, there's no pointing fingers. All the choices that I made were mine, because at that time in life, that devil was me. Then as I became a young man, my father, that creator, he put his sights on me, and all my past sins that I thought followed unanswered prayers made newfound sense to me. And he told that devil, not today, you beast. For this one here is now with me. Don't talk to higher self. It truly helped. A baptismal feeling washed over me. Not religious, though, nah. This was something different. It's sort of hard to explain. Hold on. Let me try to explain. Then in an instant, there was a whisper, perhaps an angel. She said, your son is finally here. Fear washed over me. I shivered uncontrollably with anxiety, fear of failure, fear of not showing up, fear of the fear itself. How will I teach him? And what if I try to teach him? And what if what I try to teach him isn't right? What if I fail him? I never, ever fear. It's full of dangerous what ifs. Maybe that's why my father wasn't there. I get it. But in your absence, that taught me something, that when my time comes for fatherhood, I'll do the opposite. I'll be there. She handled me this wonder, this piece of me so pure. Breathe. Father, I never really had one, so I have to create my own example. Just reach back into the past where the darkness started and try to recognize where I first needed guidance from a masculine entity to show me what it's meant to grow from boy to man so I could pass what I learned one day down to my own sons. Boy, you'll never get the nutrients you need to grow if you keep refusing the food I try feeding you. It's the wisdom passed down from the elders, and I try to present it to you gracefully, but your hard head sends me into anger. Sorry. Take a breath and control myself, because that is something I'm currently teaching you. You're a piece of me, you see, so I know your potential. You were made partially in my image, so I know what I gave to you. Well, this is more of that. Let the preaching, teaching persist and continue. Grasp what I give to you and etch it in memory. And one day, perhaps, when you're raising your own boys to men, let it be my love when the voice of wisdom, when you're lost in fatherhood, let it be my greatest gift to you, speak to you once again. This is why I do this. Again, this isn't poetry for me, but simple guidance and lessons for young men growing up in a world turning more and more cold and detached. Keep your respect about you. Don't ever lose sight of what it means to do the right thing, even in the face of adversity, or when it'll be easier. There will be some, because times are worsening. Don't lose your humanity in the times to come. Your struggle will be greater than mine, and I'm sorry for that. We failed as a whole way back in the past and kept the cycle going full speed ahead. And now you're expected to clean up our ancient mess with a rapid coming future that would rather that you forget. Peace.
Wow. Laying it down.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Thank you. These are my thoughts lately as a struggling father. Trying to teach three different age sons different lessons in life in three different styles, and it's, wow, it's challenging.
Right?
Yes. The next one, it was based on a prompt somebody gave me. It was called A Glitch in the Matrix. So this is what I did with that. There's a place of shimmer you could say between the ones and zeros. On occasion, there's a hiccup, and we perceive as reality's timeline, a 404 bad domain, or an error in the fabric of the program, a temporary peek into the behind the scenes of this grand design. Who's that peeking back at me, I say, whispering truth into my ears that once was sleeping blinded to the facts like every other sheep. Until one day there was no wind, yet a flag was waving, calling all subordinates easily manipulated to fight a cause that really was not a cause at all, but a fake war fought on private grounds without any grounds, just a rich man's game that can afford to play with life upon. And those who choose not to fight become stuck in a dream called 9-to-5 and Hollywood-programmed entertainment that they leave them believing is entertaining them through wall-sized mind teleportation vehicles that sit upon the wall of almost every home that houses a robotic human that presumes they are living freedom, and every moment they are continuously consuming. It's like we live in a fictitious movie that spends most of its time televising us watching fictitious movies. Who the hell are we entertaining, and when will it premiere the final season? A witch hunt for those who don't conform to organized religions, and a left and right politics, us heathens and miscreants who shall be stoned for such demeanors. This here is the church of non-denominations filled with spiritual rebels who have come to question and shake the nations of people who tire of the Smiths who lie the lies that some are convinced are here just to save us. Who are these masters who practice black magic with our senses? Does the steak in the glass of Chardonnay really have this mouthwatering flavor? Or have they masked the poison that they're feeding us with pesticides and GMOs? So the pureness of our inner spirit becomes freed from the flesh of us, and some become aware and attempt to awaken the rest of us. But there's also a war in our psyches through the aluminum sprinkled through the air that we breathe, dropped from iron giants in the sky, leaving wispy clouds behind the signs to read. So when I see them through the cracks in the grid, I write to you, the reader, through this glitch called poetry. Peace.
Yeah, you've got the chat room saying, preach it, preach it. He's a rebel.
Wow.
And then Ty says, rebel, damn. I think that says it all. I don't think I could put it any better than that.
Well, thank you guys.
Getting the love for sure.
So I guess that was a speakeasy first, right there. You guys heard it here first. I have not recited that any time before. I just finished that yesterday.
Good, because I don't like people's sloppy seconds.
Oh, not never for you, Nyla. Always first.
I know. Well, thank you, dear. That was great. It really was a great piece.
Thank you so much.
Fiery
I appreciate
passion.
That. Oh, man, I love what we do here. Oh, and I left you a little message in your Facebook inbox, in your messenger. I would be thrilled to help you with the free write one. That's mostly how I write. Being a college student, I'm always showing disciplined writing in my face. So anytime I get the chance to just let my writing go crazy, I love doing it.
I love it. Thank you so much. You get, like, so
yes,
many
ma'am.
Cool kudo points. So as soon as I get two more, we will get this started.
Indeed.
I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited you're doing this. You're amazing. This makes me really happy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I am Rebel Jones. I'm the guy that thanks you for waking up in the morning. And you can find me Thursday nights, most Thursday nights here at Nyla's. And you can catch me if you can online somewhere on Facebook or TikTok. But that's I'm kind of quick and tricky when it comes to social media lately. I'm in, I'm out, and I'm gone.
So that's your impromptu writing prompt, quick and tricky.
All right, I can do it.
All right.
Swipe or no swiping.
Love you so much, sweetheart. And thank you, by the way, for your contribution to the show. I really appreciate that. You're
thank
amazing.
Thank you. I wish I could do more, but there's a lot of tough times going on right now here, too. So I do
for
what
everybody,
I can.
Everybody, I know. And, you know, that's what makes these contributions all that much more special, because I know everybody's struggling right now, but it really means a lot to me.
Hey, this is
and
important to
you.
A lot of us. You know, this is Jimmy said it best. This is truly something that I need in my life. It's like a routine now, a weekly routine. And when I can't make it, my Thursdays end up ending unfulfilled.
I love it.
So this is really something that's become a piece of my life. So.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you. It's an incredible community, and I'm really proud to have you a part of it.
No, I'm so proud to be accepted as a part of it. Thank you.
You're not just accepted, you're loved.
Oh,
and not just
love
by
you too.
All right, baby. We'll talk to you next week, sweetheart. Be safe. I'm glad you woke up today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller comes from area code 513. 513, you are on the air, Mr. Tyler.
Hi, Nyla. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How have you been?
I've been doing amazing. Really excited that it's Thursday, so I get to hang out with you guys. Absolutely the highlight of my week, let me tell you.
Yes, Thursday and Friday are the highlights of my week as well. I look forward to it.
You guys are much more fun than doing dishes, I have to tell you.
I don't blame you for that. As Nyla introduced me, I am Ty or Tyler, either or. I do have two pieces prepared for you.
Wonderful.
This one is called Grave. Two blocks away in a churchyard, there's a headstone waiting for me. Everyone has just started their life. I'm tying up the loose ends to make it easier when I die. Truth is, we don't know if today is our last day or if we've got years to make the way and carve the path we want. And this may be rather blunt, but just do whatever the fuck you want. Try not to harm another soul, but the truth is we all go into that hole. I can tell you the 9-to-5 is the front row ticket to the show. So, food for thought you should know. I just wanted to pin these thoughts into the world before I go. In poem.
You know, I was watching a movie the other night. I'm not sure what the movie was. I'm a night owl. You know, I usually get up about 10, and I don't go to bed until 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. When I'm really late at night, I'll work on a project, and I'll throw something on Netflix. And there was a show, and it said, I'm going to live like I'm dying. And that poem really made me that really made me think of that line in that movie, live like I'm dying. You know, the whole 9-to-5. Think about it seriously. How much of our lives we give to someone else driving a Maserati?
Right.
so that we can have the privilege of eating ramen noodles.
I do love my ramen, though. I do love my ramen. So this is actually inspired. I had another poet send me a writing prompt, and it was, I'm working on zombie words in case the casket comes early. So it literally falls within that same theme. this is what I got. I didn't come up with a title for it, so we're going to call it Zombie for now. I can craft sentences from the depths, where each syllable is a resurrection, each letter a pulse. Undead phrases clawing their way out of the silent earth. My thoughts have become a graveyard. Words unspoken, truths untold, rising from their tombs to find air denied. The unsaid I love yous, unshed tears, apologies trapped in pride, confessions buried under layers of fear, waiting for the casket's call to be freed, to be heard. Why let these words linger in limbo, undead and unvoiced? I will give them life, turn them into the living dead before death comes knocking. End poem.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? I like that.
I'm picturing you as like this mad scientist in your white robe with your dictionary and your thesaurus on the table and this electric flying everywhere, and you're just going, wah, ha, 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 live my words, live.
Okay, I actually do have the white lab coat, and I'm going to do like a cinematic video for TikTok and Facebook for you just with this poem, just with that. And
oh,
also,
my God,
I'd love
you
to sign
so much
up for this free writing. I would love to be your person to sign up. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that is so happy. I mean, you've ever seen that cartoon where Snoopy is dancing on his desk?
Yes. Is that you right
yeah.
now?
That is me right now.
I love that.
That is me right now. That is awesome. All right, I'll let you know when I get one more person, and we will get things rolling on that.
All
I appreciate
right.
you
like
so
plan.
Much.
Everyone can find
I owe Jimmy so much for bringing you over.
I know. Jimmy is, oh my God, he is forever in my soul. And I love being a part of the community, and especially you. I love what you're doing with this, the fact that you've done this as long as you have. I'm going to work on some digital flyers and bring some support from TikTok over and see if we can get some donors for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I saw that you donated today. That was you, right?
No, I have not donated yet.
Oh, well, the first initial T, and it's under anonymous, so I just thought maybe. But
possibly. No, I will definitely let you know.
I appreciate you doing that.
I am going to, I want to work on the digital marketing side for you and see what I can get on that end. And then when I do have some funds come my way, I'm immediately supporting you, because this has been amazing. And what you've done for poetry and the community the last 17 years has been phenomenal. I mean, you're incredible. Seriously.
Oh, thank you. You're making me blush.
You are welcome. You deserve it.
Stop. I don't do comedy
well,
as well, as you can tell.
I don't
want to
keep
appreciate
everyone
you did
too
a
long.
Great job.
You can find me over on TikTok at Third Eye Tie. You can find me on Instagram at Third Eye Tie Poetry. And other than that, y'all have a great rest of your night. Nyla, you have a great rest of your night and weekend as well. I can't wait.
Thanks, Ty. I'll talk to you next week, honey.
See ya.
Bye. All right. Next caller comes from area code 216. Mama, my beautiful mama. Are you with AC? Vicky? I can hear you now. You were muted.
I had accidentally pushed the wrong button. As usually,
okay.
I push wrong buttons. I push wrong buttons on people. I push wrong buttons on devices. But I'm always pushing the wrong buttons. So,
you've just given yourself an impromptu writing prompt, which is, I pushed the wrong buttons. Let's see what you can do with that.
All right. So,
I've never known my mama to do what she was supposed to do, or do what was popular, or do what was just the ordinary.
Right. So here's
you're always pushing the wrong buttons.
Right, because I like nerds. I like nerds. I don't like regular people. So,
right?
Regular people push my buttons, and so therefore I'm going to give you a poem I wrote about nerves. And there's another person that's supposed to do a part two to it, so the next time I come back with it, it'll be a collaboration. But right now, I'm going to give you the long version. It's called Nerves. So if you're out there and you're a nerd, I'm celebrating you right now, because nerds get stuff done. Nerd is a new word for folks who are smart, folks who enhance knowledge with art, the fearless whom take risks and chances a lot, nerds who read and get crystals from rocks, to the universe are kind. Nerds use their minds and actually climb heights where seldom man goes without fright. Uncovering the forbidden, we behold the hidden. Because nerds are smitten, they have a strong passion for living. Nerds are so exciting, always inviting, informing the lazy laid back to reflect on the world's unseen scenes, like the wealth of gifts buried in rocks or the gems found in minerals, powerful mushrooms and vegetables, which are also medicinal. Nerds who inform and alarm the lazy and laid back to reflect on the universe's unique scenes, such as the gifts found in the ground or under the sea. Fortunes found in rocks and minerals now have become verbal remedies, recorded history, passed down from ancient ancestries, artifacts such as amber and tree sap with bugs trapped. Nerds expose mysteries, conjures up new recipes, with or without degrees. Nerds will tell you how it grows in obscure places where they stick their nerdy nose. Like when forest fires produce nitrogen and then nitrate the mushroom grows. Mushrooms called morels. So this poem is no tale. It's dedicated to all the nerds that I've heard in my life or on the net. Yet I thank the nerds have heard. I thank the nerds that I've heard. I've even heard nerds with poetic words. Yet that I shan't forget. My love longs for the nerdy love songs to satisfy my desires, for which I deeply long or hunger. So I whet my appetite for the unknown as my knowledge has grown. Definitely, I love nerds who explore the spices in life. They get it right because nerds get it done under the sun, in the rain, heat, or snow as they brilliantly glow. Nerds want to know, and so do I. So once again, I sing, ring, ding-a-ling. The nerdy school bell rings. I will wait until they show and tell. I may be even crazy. Nerds enable folks like myself to clearly see more of science's possibilities. I need nerds in my life, like my daughter Kai or my daughter Nyla, who told me excitedly, like Kai told me excitedly before she died, Mama, mushrooms can eat up toxic waste, leaving no trace of the waste, and still be edible. Wow, that's incredible. That's why I love nerds, because nerds get stuff done wholeheartedly. And I sing again. If you're nerdy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're nerdy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're nerdy and you know it, say amen. Poem.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me share. I'm only doing one tonight.
All right, Mama. I will call you tomorrow. It was good talking today, but I'll call you tomorrow. And that was really fun. And I agree.
Right.
Nerds are sexy.
Oh, I didn't say that, but yeah, they are, I guess.
I think they are.
You went there. Yeah, you went
I like
there.
A man with a good mind.
Right. Like Jeremy Wayne.
In fact, you know, I was supposed to read a poem on the first show of the month. And I said I didn't do it, so I said I was going to do it this week. And I didn't do it this week, so I will do it next week. And remind me, because I will bring a poem that talks about nerds being sexy or sexiness having a brain. Okay.
I left out that element. But, yeah, bring that element right on in there. The nerds are sexy because they're so doggone different. And
smart. You know, I always say if you want to get into a girl's pants, you have to get into her brain first.
There you go. There you have
it. And that's the truth. That's the truth. All right.
So
I will read it for you next week, Mama.
Yes, I can't wait. And I'm still crushing on Jeremy Wade. So all you all who didn't listen to him, get on that YouTube and find Jeremy Wade and find out what's under the sea. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mama. Love you.
Love you too, baby.
All right. Our next caller comes from area code. Let me go ahead and run down the lineup again real quick. I think I skipped someone there. We have area 512, then 815, and 732 will be our next three callers. So let's go ahead and grab 512. 512, you're on the air.
Hey, Nyla and Selfie.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. It's good to hear from you.
I am enjoying tonight so much, and I really loved Mama's poem. She never fails to make me smile.
Right? She's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to tell you, you mentioned something about a project with haikus, and mm-hmm. I would love to get even more entrenched in doing them and improving them, so put me on for that project.
Oh, I'm so, you guys are making me so happy tonight. I'm writing this down.
And I have been doing, I've been making friends on All Poetry, and I have this guy who lives in Toronto, Canada, and every day we have to send a haiku of the day to each other.
Oh, that's cool. So you write whenever
yes.
you send them to each other?
Yeah, so it keeps me doing the daily haikus.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What's really fun to, when you're doing a daily haiku is to, throughout the day, jot down weird and random things that you see, right? So it's
mm-hmm.
almost like it's abstract. And so your first line will be the barista girl. And the next line will be something about the, you know, a bus or a streetlight. So, but that's your Thursday poem. And you've got three abstract lines about what you saw on that Thursday. Those are fun to do.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Dream haikus. Write down random things from dreams and then turn them into weird haikus. I like doing weird things, so. But you know what is not weird is finding out what you're going to read tonight, because that's going to be exciting.
The first poem I'm going to do is called Knowing. Every night I go to bed knowing that I may never know you. Every morning I wake up knowing that you don't know me or care to know what we could be if we knew each other. Someday, maybe years from now, when you wake up, it may occur to you too that I never really knew you. And there will come a day that you will wake up and learn that I did not wake up that day. What will it be like for you to try to fall asleep that night knowing you never really knew me? It may never matter to you that I never mattered to you, but someday it might. maybe that day you will understand it was because you chose not to open your heart and let your aching soul reveal who you really were to me before my own aching soul tried to fall asleep every night. End poem.
There's nothing worse than feeling alone when you're with somebody. That was such a sweet poem.
That's about family. Which makes it really, and it's true.
I was going to say, I can tell there was an emotion, definite emotion in the writing of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible piece.
Thank you. Okay, well, the second one is a little longer, so I'll start that now. This one is called Worn Floral Tapestry. Rose Conrad stood at the mirror and scowled at her gray-white hair, pulled her half-empty tube of her go-to Sienna red lipstick from her purse and shakily glided it around her pink thinning lips. "The lights are so bright in here," she muttered to herself as she unhappily eyed her deeply chiseled wrinkles and yellow pallid complexion. She returned the lipstick into her faded purple makeup bag. Oh, how she loved that silky smooth satin and sequined bag in its shiny happy heyday at least 3 decades ago. She eyed her compact and container of blush with fatigue and decided not to fuss with them at that hour. For today had just been another well-checked visit to her cardiologist, and she was only going to return to the one bedroom flat where she'd lived alone ever since the soul of her beloved Ben left her side 11 years earlier. At last at home, she slowly unpacked her day onto the kitchen counter. She went over to her favorite old, worn floral tapestry easy chair, gently descended in, and sighed heavily. Her eyes were drawn once again to the framed sepia photo of her and a younger Ben Conrad, grinning and dancing at the USO. She eyed another framed photo of her son Michael, smiling with her grandsons, holding small, freshly caught pikes. She felt so numb looking at them. She hadn't seen her Michael or his growing family in 3 years. She only spoke with him on the phone about once a month now. And since her hearing wasn't so good anymore, their conversations were awkward and short. When they were both younger, they would have hour-long chats about so much more than just her health and the weather. They had lively conversations about her blissful cross-country RV travels with Ben, stories of Mike's outdoor camping adventures with his wife and the boys, and gossip about her friends' secrets revealed during bridge games. She looked away from the photos. She felt very world-weary today and had nothing to do tomorrow. Her eyelids suggested a little nap, as she hadn't slept well the night before. So she nestled back in her chair, gently rested her neck and head upon the soft, worn floral tapestry pillow that perched atop her soft, worn floral tapestry chair and tried to catch her breath. 20 minutes later, that chair, which never failed to echo her breathing when she leaned into it, suddenly stopped moving. Rose had surrendered to a final sleep that at long last relaunched her prayed for, dreamt of, heaven sent, cheek to cheek dances with Ben. End poem.
Oh my God, that seriously almost made me cry. That was amazing.
Thank you.
It made me so sad and so happy and so, oh, your grandmas. Go see your grandmas. Take them lunch. Send them a card or a letter that they can hold in their hands. Emails mean nothing to a grandma.
Yep. Well, I won't take up any more of your time, but I love you, and I'm so privileged to be part of this community, and thank you so much for introducing me to Alt Poetry, because it's changed my life. I've become an addict.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. I thought it would be a good venue for you.
Yeah, and I'm making friends. I'm running contests. I'm entering contests. I'm just getting involved all over the place, and it's really bringing a part of me to life that I never would have known about.
So thank you. You're very welcome. I'm glad you're having fun with it.
Yeah.
All right, darling. Tell everyone how to find you again, Facebook page.
Or Alt Poetry. Altpoetry.com, The Percolating Poet.
Absolutely perfect. All right, sweetheart. Appreciate you. You did a great job tonight. Thank you for sharing those.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you next week.
You as well. Bye-bye, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller comes from area code 815. 815, you're on the air. 815, are you muted?
Happy Thursday, Nala.
Welcome to me, my darling. Okay, I won't sing anymore.
I had to put on a sweater. I gotta run something outside to the dumpster. I'm like, well, you know what? I'll do it because I'm next. Oh, yeah, I had to put on a sweater, but I'm here.
Welcome, sweetheart. It's so good to hear your beautiful voice.
I'm happy to be here. I had a really rough week. I apparently did my Monday morning podcast on Clubhouse while sleeping. And my moms were like, yeah, you were like walking around and talking and you made something to drink. And I made my mom a cup of tea. I didn't have my coffee, though. I'm thinking I'm going to take the nap. I'll wake up later and like at the crack of noon, it's like I normally do. But it's 7 to 9 Central Standard Time for me. So I'm like, I got to go back to sleep immediately. They're like, nah, you never even woke up. Then I woke up on Tuesday confused because I was trying to figure out where Monday went. Girl, but I'm here.
You know, I will do that once in a while because, like I said, I stay up until, you know, I don't go to bed until 4 or 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, you know, and then I don't get up until 10. But, you know, I do that for so many days in a row, and then I have a crash day, you know, where I just, I'm done.
I was thinking, I was like, you know, I can crash 40 hours. No big deal. I'm back. I was just hibernating. That's hibernating. And now I'm back. Better, stronger, faster. Oh, I know, like everybody
Thursday night, I'm good.
Yes, and I made it. See, look at me. Yay. So I got two pieces. I'm going to stop with the yada and the yada and get on with the poetry. These are fresh. I'm pulling a rebel. I wrote one yesterday and one today. So I'll give you the one I wrote yesterday first. And I titled it, He Said. He said I was fussy, dressing, possibly low-key angry. Not so much with him as I was with me. Then we caught up with each other's day. I didn't have much to say. He noticed that right away. I share additional facts cautiously, revealing limitedly. He told me a funny, purposely. I giggle immediately. He knew then exactly what to say and do. With a kind voice and a firm hand, he said, have a seat, put your feet up, guided me to the patio. Butterflies betrayed my tummy, knowing that I had a fire to blow in my handbag. He brought me an ashtray and a lighter. inside he went. I was rolling my eyes like, "Pure me, boy, whatever." Yet, as I smoothed the back of my dress, legs crossed, feet on the ottoman, lemonade freshly squeezed for me to drink, straightened my afro's bow, puffed, inhaled, burning slow. Got the dog high too, accidentally, I didn't try. Exhausted from even trying to be angry. Now I'm smiling, he returns to inform me that dinner's being served. I kind of like to serve. Is, I'm thinking, since I had already stated that he was fired. He didn't accept the statement and rebutted with this. He just reapplied and clock in daily. Apparently, smelling good makes one start to feel really strong. I got a whiff and said he wasn't wrong. I just can't let on. He said that I am the girly girl who's giggling. And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, looks good on you. You should be that every day." I said, "Okay. In peace."
That was beautiful. I'm laughing because I check my messenger throughout the show just because people send me messages. I can't get through, the chat room's not working, had a blah blah blah. So I always have it open and I just popped up and there's like three messages. I'm catching a lot of shit about my ramen noodles comment.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
I like ramen noodles, Nyla. There's three messages. And Kaya said the same thing. I'm sorry. I meant no disrespect to ramen noodles, you guys, just so you know. And Gina and I are going to go to the Waffle House and discuss it.
We will. In depth.
We will.
That's our thing.
That was an awesome
okay,
poem.
Okay.
You're going to read two, aren't you, baby?
Next one.
Yeah, good.
Yes, ma'am. So if I had a he piece, that was it, he said. And now this is my she piece. And I titled it Blaze. Going to be part of a collaboration. Not to copy Mama Ola Daisy, but true story. I got a challenge for Clarence Ferguson Jr. and I to write a collab, and so it's titled Blaze. This is my part. Blaze. I was stressed, talking a complete mess, feeling overwhelmed, down, uneasy, unnecessary, worthless. Deep down inside, you could see it on the surface. I sparked my preload blunt and I took a toke. I slowly released the smoke. Immediately, I began to feel the belief. It was a blaze. Head in the clouds, the gas is loud, but not purple haze. It's California-grown goodness at its finest. Can't remember the name right now because I'm already high. I digress. I straightening my crown, a glance in the mirror, blowing a kiss to my reflection, saying, "You're welcome, Your Highness." Myself, yes, I'm feeling so much better already. Returning to my clouds that I left behind, the blaze saved me, and I feel myself returning to my body, slowly, boldly, ready for whatever comes next, being able to shine again, regaining my strong voice, soaring, not struggling. My broken parts are now fixed and always have been. I needed this to simply blaze, not burn. See, no wrong turn. I nearly gave up. A blaze changed things. Mary Jane for the win. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to go again. Gina Storm, thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Put me in, coach. I'm picturing you running around in a jersey now and like thigh-high sports socks.
Super ready, yes.
I won't be able to get that image out of my head ever.
Yay.
Oh, Gina,
Yay.
You are amazing.
I think I know. I appreciate you, hon. I love to be here. So many of us need this. You are a foundation in our community, a necessity always. And I feel rebel on that. If I don't make it to the speakeasy, something's missing. My life has a,
empty space on my Thursday. So I'm like, oh, it was okay, but not the same. Yeah, I'm glad I made it. You can find me, Gina.
Wait.
Go ahead,
Nyla.
Okay.
Stop that wind and make it a breeze for a minute, woman. Even the chat room. There's an amazing poetry and smooth. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Aww.
Love in the chat room. Yeah, right?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate
now go ahead.
The love. Yeah. Okay. So it's Gina with the G, Gina with an E, storm like inclement weather, but I'm sunshine on a rainy day. I mean everywhere that you can find poetry, legit. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, Clubhouse, I'm there. Epiphany, every other Saturday night with my partner in rhyme and crime, Jess J. Catch us, send us an MP3 at Jess, JUSJAE, Gina, GENA, show at Gmail. And we will play your tracks because we are not DJs, we are PJs, poem jockeys. We love to put you in rotation. See you next Thursday, sis.
I love it. Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate you so much. Make sure you post a link to your show on our page,
you're welcome.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Bye, sweetie.
See you next week. Bye.
Okay. So I want to jump down here real quick. We have area code. Where'd they go? Make sure that we've got everyone online that needs to be online. We have area code 502 on the line down there at the bottom, but you're not in the lineup to read tonight. So 502, if you're hanging out and just listening to the show, I appreciate you being here. I hope you're enjoying this. And if you want to come on and read, press 1. That will let me know it's okay to unmute you. But if you are just hanging out and listening, thank you for being here. And if you change your mind at any time, area code 502, press 1, and that will let me know it's okay to bring you on. It comes from area code. I'll go ahead and give the next three. We have 732, 317, and 346. Let's go ahead and grab 732. You are on the air.
And more than that. Okay, hey, you can hear me. I want to make sure the phone doesn't wig out. The phone doesn't.
We can
we
hear
on.
You.
Everything
you know that we
–
Gregory, did you know that we started the show with one of your tracks today?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, we could goof on that. Overproduce because when you have to serve the song. So Arlen's pretty good. He's, got some rep. But it was like you got to tone your production back down to pocket the song. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, but thanks. That was good. It wasn't meant to be too cohesive. So there's a bit of repetition. We wanted to switch characters. Their dog, my dog. The production's a little overdone because, they got to add their own
thing. I enjoyed it very much. I've always enjoyed that track. So.
Yeah, right? It's a pisser good, and it's got all kinds of sound effects and stuff. Anytime you – yeah. Thanks. No, really.
That
was fucking great. Very cool. Oh, real? No big deal. Okay. 6, 7. It's a 24-line jazz piece, so it won't be much different than the opening thing. 24-line jazz piece. Prioritize your arbitrary circumstance. Consolidate the space within the four corners of the square. The spontaneous system unlocks a random code, reinstating its paradigm replete. The calculated restructuring of the inevitable integration, the natural order of the access fault device, the guidelines point of reference, the formulated components suspend the restraints of uncertain limitations, illuminating present-day pathway of the fingerprint, anthropological recognition. The remote comment is overloading the newspaper's editorial section. The conventional method that reproves the obsolete repair manuals of this stressful utensil, the essential possession as you barter for spare parts, the persistent implication that the oxidation is underway that proceeds to process the prototype's infinite purpose. The button is stuck, the meters are running low, which has increased the entanglements of the coincidental interruption. The signal is lost. Turn it off. It will end when the battery goes dead. It's the state of the art, and it is the art of the state. So consider conserving data. Try saving space for the inevitable sequel. The click, quick, click, the magnetic snap that outthinks the overthought. You should quantify the unpredictable element that's filtered through a relentless undercurrent. The interfacing impulse is simplified while self-correcting the streamlined cycle hum. The time signature's mathematical evolution is like swimming through the mind of a dolphin in a time machine. The details were still unclear. We're not out of it yet. 7-8 out. That little chop left over from last night. Last night we did a whole acoustic thing, so it gets emotional and runs a little late, gets a little psychedelic. I was a little choppy on that read. I could have positioned myself more to read it off the computer better.
I would love to have been there last night. That sounds like a really good time.
Oh, we're easy. We're growing up, and it changes the focus a bit because of the structure. And we're like, we are. If you go on stage and, however, I don't want to sound dramatic, but yeah, if you don't cry while you're performing, you know what I mean? Like, you want to take your emotions to that step. And it's like, who cries on stage? Like Jerry Garcia, you know, Phil Lesh, Bob Dylan, you know, David Bowie. Now, those Peter Gabriel, those guys, they cry on stage. It's like, fucking cool. You know what I mean? We love it. It's like, no holding back. I break on stage all the time, but it just goes to, you know, it transcends the limitation of the area. It's like, you know, go. And then, of course, gets into structure. I don't sound like a dick, but if you do all your runs on your high E string and then you try to extenuate some kind of counterpoint or emotion, you can't because it becomes all linear. So you want to go into the mid-range and then use the high note for your emotion. So we see that a lot. That's not up to us to decide. Plus, it comes from where you're, what you're working on or studying. To go, yeah, last two live things, one scene was, say, Bob Dylan and then, like, Toto. So you have two perfectly arranged, you know, top musicians on earth, like Steely Dan stuff. So after seeing that, you're going to advance your structure. But then, you know, we're kind of old and grown up and stuff. Anyhow, New Year's Day by Taylor Swift is a great piece of writing. I'd take those lyrics any day. So there you go. That's what we're dealing with. You know, it gets a little psychedelic, runs a little late. So, you know, what are you doing? Your brain's all turning into pancakes, mashed potatoes, and cheese. Slap it off, you know, tighten up your structure. Like, what are you yelling at us for? It's like, yeah, too. Nah. So, but a lot of people come out, you know, and their eyes get big, and they're like, yeah, you know, but we're not, yeah, that's all part of it. If you're not going to go the distance emotionally,
people don't eat the purple pancakes.
You know what I mean? It's just, this stuff's so good these days. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll wait till afterwards. So we're, you know, we're all around the table. It's really my friend's family. He's the time to, you know, talk to his kids and stuff. And it's like, I'm not going to look at the floor. I'm not going to stare off into, you know, some avant-garde weirdness. So it's cool. But, you know, we're tight. We've been doing it for, you know, quite a while. So that's why tonight's quiet. Because, you know, we ran the light. Hey, do you go Dune 2? You do like the kind of not science fiction movies? Have you seen Dune 2? Dune 2.
Do I need to?
Monster. Well, it's real biblical. I mean, it's really layered. It's not like, it's not, there's nothing not outrageous or real about it. and I mean thousands of people instead of like CGI, like hundreds of people. There's like thousands and thousands. It's really vast. And of course, it's the book, but it's highlighted. I mean, the violence is primitive, the subtextures, the culture. But for us, like the hands, the Hans Zimmer soundtrack and sound effects are so, because with all this new stuff, I mean, these synthesizers are so layered within layers, and the sounds they use for the flying, like, you know, the helicopters, I guess you would call them, I mean, just goes right through you. So we tend to, wow, you know, focus on that stuff. But overall, like the biblical implications and the cultural, you know, and the primitiveness of the violence and the psychosis of the, you know. So anyhow.
It's like Thanksgiving
I'm
at
okay.
my family's
you
house.
What a fun. I'm sorry.
No, so it sounds like Thanksgiving at my family's
hours.
House.
I'm sorry I missed that.
No, it's okay. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, of course I did, you know. Hey, cool. What a happy show tonight, huh?
It's been a great show. Staying. Are you going to tell everyone how to thank the baby?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I don't really think about it. Self-promotion. I've been promoting a lot of other stuff. When things get too gleamy, like when you get too kind of stoned, you know, that shiny stuff gets a bit, you know, because then you really have to believe in that stuff, I guess. So after being kind of shiny and gleamy the last couple of days, it's, you know, you want to step back. And the weather's broke, so you can go outside. So you, people want to find me? I don't know. How do you find? What is that? Hellbook? Facebook? That site so sucks. What a
Google Gregory Schwartz. That's how they find
fuck
you. Google
site.
Gregory Schwartz.
Oh, two of my friends, they fall into all that misinformation stuff. It's freaking hysterical. So yeah, that site's fucked up. And okay, and the person trying to get rid of TikTok, it's Marco Rubio's freaking thing. They want to get rid of TikTok so it throws off the youth. And then the, you know, Hitler's saying he doesn't want, they're following the Russian playbook, the Mobius twist to everything. Fucked up. It's your world. So if you can't see through Facebook and you can't see through TikTok, you know, go shave your head, shave your eyebrows, and join Scientology, because, you know, it's out of control with all that misinformation and nonsense. So yeah, those sites are cool. Instagram's all right. I'm on Instagram is Gregory Speaking. That's happy good. You know, hell site, fuck hellbook, Facebook. We're cool. I don't really put anything real on it. It's mostly promotion, but that's what we tend to do. And you will hear new music. And what's really good is the last four issues, the artists are really just doing wonderful. So we haven't had a clunker in the last four releases. Cool. And you're allowed to be completely psychotic and freaking cry on stage. That's what it's all about. You're not going to take your emotions, you know, to the limit, and, you know, then pretend. There's a lot of theater involved. So, yeah, I can be found on Facebook. Anyhow, we're okay. And I don't want to, you know, I don't need to shop there. I did get two Moscow performances in the last couple of weeks, so that keeps stuff alive. And that's what
hey,
I've
Gregory.
Been doing there. That's been going on forever. Well,
Greg.
I'm done?
Yeah, you're done. We got to go.
Okay,
I could talk to you forever, but I'm gonna get things thrown at me. Love you. Great job tonight. Appreciate you coming and being here, baby. Thank you for the tracks, by the way. Send me more if you have them.
Fun. I'm sorry?
Said if you have more tracks, send them. I would love to have them.
Yeah, we're getting there. We got all that new hustle going on. Okay, I started taking too much time. If that's I'm not your
You're fine, honey.
Okay, let's rock.
Night, love.
Yeah, I'm going to keep listening.
All right. Okay. I got you muted so that you can so you can keep listening, hon. All right, I'm going to go ahead and give the next three callers, 317-346-517. Let's go ahead and grab 317. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
hear me? Hello?
Are you there, hon?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you yet.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Would you like to introduce yourself for us? The what?
I'm the Shy Koi Moon. This is my first time doing this.
Welcome to the show, sweetheart. It's very good to have you. Were you invited by someone?
I was actually invited by Within the Words.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we've got we're doing a thing where this month, this first quarter of the year's theme is to give poets a voice. And so anybody that invites someone to the show gets their name in a drawing, and everybody that comes and reads for the first time on the show gets their name put in for a drawing, which includes a custom-made nib pen that you dip in ink and write with. And so that means your name's in the drawing. Just thought I'd let you know. Pretty cool,
fantastic.
Huh?
Fantastic. Excited.
So welcome. We're glad to have you here, and I can't wait to see what you brought and hear what you're reading. And but before we do that, do me a favor, because it is your first time here. If you would tell us a little bit about you, when you started writing, and maybe why you picked out what you're going to read tonight.
I started writing in 2018. It was with a friend and myself. We were writing about colors without saying the color. It's more of describing the color. So that was my first exposure to poetry. Wasn't sure what to expect, and it kind of spiraled into something completely different. And I'm really grateful to have it. And for what I chose tonight, this is one of my favorite ones that I've written, because it's just for myself, and I really, really like it.
Very cool. I would love to hear what you brought, hon.
All right. Does not have a title. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. I was not meant for this world in the way I am here. I was meant for grazing in green, endless fields. I was meant for cookies and hoof cleanings. I was meant for something more than this life I have been given. It was like a last resort, plopped into a body I am not grateful for, I do not love. God, why would you give me this inherent pain that I carry with me daily with the burden of 2 feet? Maybe I was meant for milking and slaughter, giving until I cannot give anymore, giving what was not yours to take. Is this what you wanted? I've given in ways I never wanted to. I have given in ways that were taken from me. I've given in ways I never want to give again. This is what you gave me, from you, from all of it. From that feeling you swear I must succeed in worshiping you. I don't want to be part of your plan. Is this all supposed to happen? Are you dealing with my wrath and my overflowing anger for what you did? It works in mysterious ways. Here you have the power to take anything away. Why not this? Why not those memories? Why didn't you take him away from me? Life would be lighter than this guilt I hold for myself. Distance is what you gave me, and I think you're hoping for the opposite. I hope you enjoy your loneliness from me. There's no relief for me now, not if it's coming from you.
Wow. And that's N. Palm?
N. Palm, sorry. I forgot.
I just never know if someone's taking a dramatic pause, and then I end up saying, oh, my gosh, and they're done yet. It's like, oh, shit. You know what? Listening to that piece, and my very first impression is the title should be Daughter of Lilith.
Oh, that is so that's a good idea.
It just, you know, the whole challenging God, the whole, you know, I don't accept the whole plan thing, and you know, it just really, it really gave me that, you know, the rebelliousness of Lilith. And it's like, this is the daughter of Lilith here.
I 100% agree.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. What an incredible debut to the show, sweetheart. Really love that piece.
I have time for another?
Of course.
Amazing. This one is a prompt that I got off of TikTok. It's a domesticated animal. Just prompt. Took in your clawed hands and ravaged what was not yours. Your collared neck close to mine. The surface of my skin overcome by blood and boils. I was your prey. I was yours, but you were not mine. Held me close before one day taking the collar from your neck and fastening it to mine. You put pikes and bolts and poison on the leather. It became my name of choice. Brain was no longer mine as you took it from my skull and placed it in your hand, and that's when you knew I was yours and you were mine. You became more human while my skin became feral. Your treatment left me in pools of blood as you cut through layers of skin, taking pounds of meat and scorning me for not eating my dinner. I looked up from my shoulder blade, which had been grilled and topped with steak sauce. Suddenly stood from my chair. I bit the hand that fed me, and I didn't stop biting. Collided with fur and glass, I took my hand, severing it. I took your hand, severing it from the bone. I scorned you for not eating your dinner and fed you one of your own fingers, shoving it between your teeth. A domesticated animal may as well be feral.
Wow. Impo. The line in there where you said, I bit the hand that fed me and didn't stop biting. I'm not like standing up, like, pumping my fist in the air saying, yeah, that, what she said. You know, you have got a very strong and rebellious female voice, and it's something that really resonates with me, and I really love. I love, you know, and you used my very, one, you know, my very favorite, my two favorite words are savage and feral. And, you know, you used those in there, and, you know, for me, you know, I like to think back the time when, you know, women, you know, were so strong and clawed their existence out of the dirt with their nails. You know, there is that strength and that feral nature that women have that we have learned to keep quiet, that we have learned to hide behind painted lips and pretty lace. You know, but there is that feral femininity in all of us that just scratches. You know, and in some people it's strong, some women it's stronger than others, but it's like it's this voice screaming inside of us, clawing to get out, saying, I don't want to sit behind pretty painted lips, and I don't want to wear lace, and, you know, I want to break my nails on the earth. And it just, so both of those pieces really had that feminine strength in them, and I thought it was amazing. I am so glad you came here. Within the words, thank you for bringing
thank you
her.
So much.
Now that you're here, I hope you had a good time and enjoyed yourself. I hope that you will come back and share more. I would absolutely love to hear some more of your work, sincerely.
Thank you. I will be coming back.
Awesome. I am so excited. All right, do me a favor and tell everyone how they can come visit with you between now and then.
Okay, I am on TikTok, the Shy Koi Moon. Koi is in like the fish. And the emblem thing, the picture for the profile, it's just a blank picture with the Shy Koi Moon in the middle. So it's super easy to find.
Okay. And so when you come on, what do I call you? Do I call you by your name or do I call you by that?
You can call me by that.
Okay. So I'm just going to call you Shy. How's that? Or Koi.
Okay.
You get to pick one. Which one do you want, Shy or Koi?
Go with Shy.
Okay. All right. That's your new name here. Because getting all out of my mouth in one thing every single time would be so awkward for me, and I know that I'm going to shorten it, so I'll ask. I just ask now.
Awesome.
Perfect. All right, sweetheart. Sincerely, great job tonight. It is a thrill to hear your poetry, and I cannot wait to hear more. I want to thank you for being here tonight, and thank you within words for inviting her.
Thank you for having me.
All right, hon. And are you on Facebook?
I am not.
Okay, all right. so you could add me on Facebook and I could send you reminders for the show, but we'll just have to rely on within to do that for us. So thank you. We'll talk to you next week, hon. All right. Our next caller comes from area code 346. 346, you're on the air.
Good evening, Nyla.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Nothing much. I guess you got a headache.
You picked up on that, huh?
Wait.
I'll do it. So, Amelia, how are you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking.
You're very welcome. What did you bring for us tonight, honey?
So the young lady before me, Tyler's group, and when I was over there the other week, I kept telling him, invite this one, invite that one to Nyla's show. And I swear, listening to her voice, I think she's one of them. So just a side note. So I brought something for you. It is prompt poem, a poem made up of Nyla's prompts. Can Nyla figure that which one's out? Oh, by the way, sign me up third, as in the whole thing with Rebel.
Okay. So I've got four people right now actually on that one. So I will put you on there, but I only need three. So if one of the other two don't.
I thought the other lady was about
I got it in a couple emails, so.
Oh, okay.
And I've already said yes, so I don't want to pull them without.
Yeah.
So just a little bit too short.
I've been going.
They late a dollar short.
Yeah, I know, but I've been going through it really for real. Things that are just stunning.
Yeah.
But anyway. So this is a Nyla prompt poem. I'll send it to you, Nyla, and besides that, you know, I'll tag you, but, it's like, can Nyla actually figure out which one? So it's called Judgment Graffiti. I was having one of those days when I found a note on my windshield. I was looking into the neon sign when I felt like I need to be embracing your vulnerability, because we all have various traits and issues that may not always be pleasant. I got into the car, turned the key to the ignition. Remember when everyone was writing on the school walls all judgments against the various nerd classmates? As I drove along, I was just floating around mentally when that memory came to mind, as it did a few others. I was reminded of the spring of Vincent when they found his remains. I've had enough of humanity's cruelty. In addition to its whitewashed history, always covering up the evil with beautiful butterfly endings. So I decided to bleed it out instead into my journal, but decided later to bleed it on paper. Horribly terrified experiences. I left enough space for you to insert your own word here. Until then, much love and blessings. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, prompts by Nyla Alicia.
Counted 11 in there.
I think you picked all of them up then. I do believe, ma'am. Now, it's interesting. One of the other ladies, the one that said about the lady who's sitting around and her husband had died and she's looking at the pictures and all of that. Okay, so I wrote this just a few days ago, and you, better than most, will get this. It's called Heavenly Destiny, A King's Paradise. A million words wouldn't bring you back, I know, because I've neither would a million tears. I know, because I've cried them. All I know is our love was once as beautiful as a rose. Yes, even with the thorns. We danced throughout the galaxy. The stars are stepping stones. We cascaded through time and space, two hearts that pounded out one beat. A beat of the Congos, drumming out love everlasting. You have now shed your earthly body and flowed into the heavenly realm. I pray for you often, hoping that your spirit has found peace everlasting. My heart will never beat the same way again. Our love was unique. I may find love again, but it will be its type of profound love, a truly exquisite and unique love in itself. I reminisce about those beautiful moments we shared before life got complicated and dark. I pray you have found the light and walked towards into an amazing place filled with love that is pure and full of grace. While I have been left behind, pain, agony, and suffering has taken over my life. The Holy Trinity is here with me constantly, and so I lean on them and their profound strength and assistance. Never alone, because I have them and Pamela. She can be annoying, but I love her deeply. I wish you peace, love, and most of all, forgiveness and mercy upon your soul. Are now with your ancestors and without pain or suffering. Rest in peace and forever in heaven, my dearest beloved husband. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
I can tell that was an emotional read for you.
Yeah. These years later. Yeah, a lot of people like that particular poem quite a bit. But I haven't posted the other one, so I'll be posting after I get off this mic. And, yeah, like I said, you understand it.
Idea.
Somebody like Jim and I talk often, and you know, he was off the show for some years, so he didn't hear all the things, you know, all the poems and a lot of the changes and whatnot. So he's kind of new to some of the information. And, but like I said, for you, I know exactly. You'll understand. So with all that said, you can find me on Facebook under Emilia, EmiliaTDavis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. I have a like page. You can also Google me. I'm all over all different various social media sites, and I'm generally right here on social media with Nyla, streaming across the internet for all to hear every Thursday.
The world, baby.
Night. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody
right.
could, you know, hit those podcasts, and like you say, you know, somebody in 100 years could hear that, you know. So it's phenomenal what we do. It's permanent. And and leaving some kind of legacy of our time in the world today. You know.
So. Amen.
God bless
you. All right, sweetheart. Great job, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm, yeah. Okay, the next three callers, we have 517, 615, and 807. I do want to let area codes 240, I believe is Mr. Automatic Cruise Mic, and 513, 540, and 502. You guys are not in the lineup, so 502, 540, and 513. If you guys want to read, please press 1, and that will let me know that you want to come on the air if you're here just listening. Oh, hi, Tyler. Okay, awesome. So 502 and 240. If you guys want to read on the air, press 1. Otherwise, just hang out, have fun, change your mind anytime, press 1, and I can bring you on. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab area code 517. You are on the air.
Hey, Nyla, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yes. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing
within
real good, thank you. Within
the
word, yes, ma'am.
You know, I got it wrong last week, this week. It's just the pressure, you know, the pressure so much.
Oh, that's all. You'd be expecting it next week, too.
No, it'll never happen again, I promise.
Okay. Well, I'll just read one today. That way we can get some more people going. This is one that I wrote based off the prompt blink that you gave us today.
Okay.
So while I was in line, I was writing this. It's called It Rained Today. It was a moment within moments, but it could have been years within a day for the way you moved through me as blood through my veins, as dreams in my night. And each of those moments was beautiful and healing. You could always hear in my silence all the things I couldn't say, and we would sit in my silence as long as it was needed, and it was needed. How else was I going to hear all those places in me that were breaking? And you embraced me for my flaws, holding on so damn tight to control the shaking inside of me, and you would cut and bleed and scar yourself on my jagged edges, even though the hurt, you wouldn't let go, so that I wouldn't fall apart even more. You made me feel like I was no longer alone, and that broken doesn't mean broke. It just means living. And I thank you for your needed voice when the silence ended, bringing me back to life one word at a time. Your syllables were the beat of my heart, and you wrote me such beautiful poetry and then left me on a Thursday. As I was no longer in need of saving, I was no longer needed. It's like I closed my eyes and your beautiful face was gone, but I still feel you. I will always feel you as blood through my veins and each beat of my heart. End poem.
Every time you read, it makes me feel like I want to put one hand on each side of your head and just rest foreheads against each other for a while. I mean, that is the emotion, you know, just the emotion that that was amazing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That was incredible.
Well,
I just sat and wrote that. Oh, I'm just going to sit and write this all nonchalant. Oh, I got 15 minutes. Why the heck not?
Well, I appreciate you having me on once again. And thank you for everything that you do, just like everybody else is saying.
Oh, let me tell you what. We appreciate you so much. I'm really glad you're part of the family now. I'm glad that you've found a home here, that you've been sharing. And appreciate you bringing Shy, by the way. She's incredible. Really enjoyed
her
piece.
Oh, yes, she very much was.
He says.
Yeah. Good.
She's amazing. Yep. All right, my darling.
You
got
have
me
a
all
wonderful night.
Steelered up. Tell everyone how to find you.
Within the Words on TikTok or Within the Words _poet on Instagram.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
All righty. Our next caller comes from, or you said 615. 615, you're on the air.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, you had my brother, Rebel P. Jones, on earlier. You had my sister, Dee Dee, a.k.a. Gina Storm, on earlier. This is Clarence. Hi.
I knew it was Clarence, and hello. It's good to have you here, honey.
Thank you. How are you?
You're very welcome. I'm doing great. I'm doing great, even greater. I'm doing much better even now that you're here.
I wanted to make time to be in here.
Hammer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Are we on speaker? Because it's starting to get a little weird. And like.
Yeah, because every time I'm not on speaker, for some reason, it sounds kind of gargly or something. I don't know how to hold the phone for that.
Okay. All right. Then I'm just going to be quiet and let you read, my dear.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Let's continue the topic of Blaze. I was charged as an arsonist in an article, Living an Artist's Life. Breaking on cardboards and pop locking on streets trying to be popular. In Rochester, New York, where my picture was taken on Kodak cameras. My image captures imaginations by accident. The dunk I did was a 360-degree traffic jam. Except I don't think you're ready for this jelly because I made this compelling. While in college, I accepted a Pell Grant. While burning an Elvis stamp, the evidence of what's my stance is I've suffered through circumstances exposed by truth and consequences, broken teeth by cotton candy, who asked me to tap that ass deep. I refuse to be sloppy seconds to mankind. I'm an undertaker, holding my snake in the autumn wind as a raider, aiming at cockroaches I'm spraying. If I could roll your blunt, I'd be forcing your trauma. Let me roll my Tide detergent in an Alabama washer, calling all the Obamas. Going above the law to this girl named Dottie, sorry, not sorry, that you like to party. I'm a big kid now on the potty. But I won't be watching that bishop named Thomas getting swallowed up by Sean, who's loving being called Big Papa. Whoa, Nelly, it's getting hot in here. While you usher herpes in the hospital, pardon me, do you have any great coupon for me to coupon on King Charles Monarchy on a shopping spree? That's that piece.
You know, I love any man that can put Grey Poupon in his poem.
I think of these things.
I mean, I know that's the weird thing to obsess on, but I love Grey Poupon, and that just made me happy.
I love when things make you happy, Nyla.
It did make me happy. Now I want to see sandwiches with Grey Poupon on it. That's what I'm going to have for dinner tonight, thanks to you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I'm going to
What's
let this,
your second poem, honey?
Oh, you want a second poem?
Are you going to read a second poem?
Okay, I guess I will. This poem is called The Reasons There's Poetry Behind the Music. I could never subscribe to music having a theory. In between the lines of every good boy does fine, I see a face within the spaces. And to be sharp, I see flat as I rest between the stanzas. Couldn't tell you what a fortissimo, a legato, is when I finish with a crescendo. Prince said, know your craft, and former quarterback Robert Griffin III said, know your why. Quincy Jones knew the score, but this method is limited. I come from the influence in the school of James Brown. If it sounds good and it feels good, it's got to be funky and hit it on the one. I'm an old dirty bastard who busts a rhyme. Everything remains when, ooh, baby, I like it raw. Because engineers run trains on creativity, putting a spin on the mix and inserting subliminal messages as their stamp on my intended thought. Also, they want to take credit as executive producer because they financially back the product, but they homogenize the product. Q-Tip was right about industry rule 4080. Record company people are shady, playing with their eyes wide shut, with all those rituals pertaining to being sexual with those in power. Tell the truth, Beck. Isn't that how you got so large in the $25 million club? Just a few years ago, you were shopping at the dollar store. Now you got implants in your breast and butt that they pay for. Slavery to the rhythm, paint by numbers, do the arithmetic. Like TLC and Lopez in Behind the Music, bankrupt and broke. Burning down the house like a talking head around that Creedence Clearwater under a bad moon rising. Then went to Dr. Phoebe to find life without her, sold out soul. Crashed into a tree, now they both have died in the limelight. Nah, I'll stick to how God has me doing this season and time. Giving gospel free without any price. Collaboration with meaning from the messages shared. Thanks for reading and listening. Back to the lab doing ministry for those who feed their ears. In peace.
Wow. That was phenomenal. I love all the references. There's like some very nostalgic references in there.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You always do that, though. You're always able to make things, what's the word for it? Not accessible. There's a word I'm thinking of that I would say if I could think of it and tell you, and you would love it, but I can't think of it. So I can't say it.
But
I'll think of it next week.
Okay.
I don't want to just say.
So, you have a question to ask me.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
What's the question?
Where can they find me?
Oh, yes. Where can they find you? Speaking of?
Well, they can find me on Facebook.com/Clarence Ferguson Jr. SoundCloud.com/Clarence Ferguson Jr. MixCloud.com/Clarence Ferguson Jr. Or C34 the remix.
Perfect. See, I knew I had a question to ask you. Fantastic job tonight, honey. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Hope to see
right.
you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
I hope so, too. I'll keep my fingers crossed. All right. Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller comes from area code 807. 807, you're on the air.
I have been unmuted. Hello, Nyla.
Unmuted. Hello, Robbie baby.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What are you going to share with us tonight?
I have a poem here that I wrote about half an hour ago because I was like, damn, I keep meaning to write this poem, but I never write it. So I'm going to write it. And it's called a Song to Sun, Moon, and Stars. And it's about my literally lifelong love of astronomy. And I just wanted to say before we begin that I was really laughing when earlier in the show you were like, hey, we got to go now. You're saying to him what you usually say to me. It's like, stop talking.
Yeah, sometimes I just have to reel y'all in. That's just, that's my job.
Yeah. But usually it's me more often than anybody else. So I was laughing when it was somebody else's turn.
Wasn't me this time.
It wasn't me this time. Anyways, I better go on before it is me this time. So this is from half an hour ago or so, finally written, a song to sun, moon, and stars. I sing a song to the sun and moon and stars, a hymnal praise to their beauty, a beauty that I've beheld since my very earliest days. I remember it almost as my first memory, reading upon the inner workings of it all, the planets in their motions, the stars that blaze with glory, the moon that hangs so beautifully in the nighttime sky each night. Ever since my earliest wondering, I pondered upon all that with earnest delight, even before I beheld the beauty of the song or spoken word. Even before then, I could hear the song of the heavens resonate within my mind. I felt myself utterly born to it, comprehending it all from the beginning with an adult and intelligent mind. I grasped the technicalities of it, just as I admired the beauty of it ever since I saw my first star and read my first word of their inner workings, a song of the science and the beauty of the music of the spheres. I give homage to it tonight, my fervent and lifelong admiration, my adoration and fascination with all things astronomical. And I thank my lucky stars that I was given such a gift, to have such a passion born into my earliest days. And that is my poem, A Song to Sun, Moon, and Stars, about my lifelong passion of astronomy.
That was beautiful. I don't think I've heard very many poems of yours ever that doesn't have some sort of astrological reference in it somewhere.
I think there are a fair number of them, but it just happens to be not ones that I choose to read. Like a lot of the gothic or like darker horror kind of poems that I write don't have that and such. Although it's ironic I say that because I want to write space horror now. there's a fair bit of it out there, but yeah, what I choose tends to have that. So, and I have a second one, and you're going to laugh because this is one is Dawn of the Eclipse. And I just thought it'd be appropriate because there's an eclipse coming up. And this one has a couple of inspirations. There's artist Pyra Cantha, and she has a blog spot. And there's I like her work. And is there a feedback? Are you hearing feedback?
No, I'm not hearing it on my end.
Okay, it's just on my end, so it won't be a problem. Okay, so yeah, it's a piece of art of hers called Alien Eclipse. And then it's not on SoundCloud anymore, but there's a group called Spheric Lounge that I just love, and they have a song named Eclipse. So again, I thought I'd read this just because it happened to be kind of in front of my face when I was looking at stuff today, and there is an eclipse coming up, so... In the dawn of the eclipse, a ringed halo comes to light, dancing in mysterious geometry before men's sight. Flares of purest light dances in pirouetting wisps as I look through special eyes at a spectacular vision. And I wonder what there might be up there, dancing in those dancing wisps of light. Like a geometer of old, I transfigure dimensions in my mind. And I ponder upon what beings the purest fire could reside within, could dwell in that humbling ring of fire. I feel my desire to know of such things steadily grow. I sigh, contemplative sighs, as those flicks of fire dance, and I stand there entranced as I look upon the sun with special and wondering eyes. So there's Eclipse. I'm going to put the piece of art up there. And I want to cry whenever I think about it, but there's a photograph that someone did of the sun with my phone, my old phone, like really old phone, my S3. Like she did it through a special filter, and it caught a solar flare, and it got erased. Or it got, I think it got jammed up in my an old hard drive that got locked out, that got messed up because of when I was messed up Linux on it, and the picture's gone. But oh well. Anyways, I'll put up the artwork link, and if you can find it, it's also inspired by Spheric Lounge Eclipse. Oh yes, and it's Alien Eclipse under Pyracantha Sketch. blogspot.ca, because I want to make sure to give everyone their proper due.
That you do that. I love that you share your inspiration and the music. It's really cool.
Well, thank you. I figured it's just the least I could do, right? So
it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart. Yeah. You have a question to answer?
I have a question to answer? Oh, I don't know if I can answer that question on the air. That's pretty private. No.
I know. I shouldn't have asked.
I can be found at on Facebook under Robbie's Multimedia Poetry, and there you'll see the link that I'm attached to with SoundCloud and everything. And I never give out other links as a joke, because one time I jokingly said, I can also be found at poetsgonewild.com. And they thought I was serious, and they announced on the air that Robbie can be found at poetsgonewild.com. So I'm never doing that again.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Anyway, there
right.
You go.
Great, baby. I appreciate you.
You bet. I appreciate you too.
All right. We will talk to you soon, hon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robbie. All right. Our next caller comes from area code 503, which I believe is Ms. Kasheda.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful, baby girl. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. So I have something to read tonight that is a very special poem. I whipped it out today. I haven't had time to edit it or change it or anything, but it had to be written today, and it has to be read today. So here we go.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm Kasheda. All right, so 3, 3, 1, 4. 1, roll. 4, diameter. 1, proof. 5, approximations. 9, I will have half now and half later. 2, circle. 6, the sweet smell fills the air. 5, get it while it's hot. 3, apple crisp. 5, squaring the circle. 8, hot or cold, it's good either way. 9, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry. 7, a good day to eat pizza. Giving, Christmas, 4th of July. 3, infinite. 2, blueberry. 3, formula. 8, highly guarded family secret. 4, it doesn't end. 6, grandpa's favorite delight. 2, consonant. 6, method of exhaustion. 4, lemon meringue. 3, circumference. 3, Boston cream. 8, it can even be out of mud. 3, continuation. 2, fraction. 7, putting harvest to use. 9, values in decimals and fractions. 5, changing with the season. 0. I could go on forever, but I won't, because there's more than one way to make pie. Happy Pie Day. And peace.
You kill me.
Is that your first pie?
So
is that your first pie poem ever?
It is my first pie poem. Well, no. Charles C.B. Banks read many poems about food. He would do that because, and he'd always call at the end of the show because he knew that I was always hungry at the end of the show, and so he would always read poems about food. I'm sure pie was in there somewhere, but this is the first one I have ever had written specifically about pie and for Pie Day, and I am absolutely impressed.
Well, you know, Pie Day's fun, you know, and it only comes once a year, but it comes every year, and it's all over, you know, it's everywhere. And, you know, it will continue to happen forever.
So I want a pie now.
Right? Yeah.
I'm
want to do math.
I'm not a donut person. Really? I know how important numbers are for you.
Let's freaking do some math.
No.
I was the only one at school that wore a pie shirt. Everybody else wore their lucky leprechaun shirts. I wore my pie shirt, and everybody's like, oh, that's a great shirt. It's like, let's do math. Yeah, come on, you're killing me. Pie is much more fun than leprechauns. Although leprechauns are fun.
Is today St. Patrick's Day?
No, but it's our last school day before St. Patrick's Day. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, working in education, you know, you have all of your shirts. You know, that way you can wear T-shirts and jeans to school every day. So, you know, I've got all my shirts with books on them, and, you know, I have math shirts that I throw in there because I get to teach some math now, too. And so, you know, if you wear a themed shirt, then you can wear teeth and jeans to work, and that's cool.
There's a method to your
madness. Anyway, but yeah, I got that idea to write a poem using the numbers of pi, and making each line of the poem have the same number of syllables as that number of pi. Did that make sense?
That did make sense. It makes my head hurt a little, but it made perfect sense. You know me and Matt.
Yeah. Well, you know, pi is a pretty long number. Oh, and that reminds me, by the way, just in case anything ever happens to me and someone needs to know how to, like, log into all my accounts and stuff, I'm going to let you know because I trust you. You won't tell anyone. My passwords for all of my accounts are the last 6 digits of pi. So,
I know you did just not, that's not true, and you didn't just say that on the air.
Nyla, pi is infinite. Pi is infinite. It goes
on
forever.
Don't be trying to trick me with numbers. You know, that's really weird because I'm dyslexic with numbers but not letters. And I would sit in math class and they would try to, you know, I did easy math fine. But when it got into the complicated stuff, it just, they would say something and I could literally, seriously, feel something inside my head cramp and just shut up. It was like this wall of resistance or something, but it just, whatever it was, it made my head hurt and I couldn't do it. I hate numbers. I hate math.
Do you know how many times I flunked math? I flunked out of math. I flunked out of math so bad that in high school they put me in remedial math where I had consumer math, where they taught me how to write checks and balance checkbooks and stuff like that. I mean, which was a good course. And then I didn't have to take any math after that because I was not smart enough to do math. And then later on in life,
I don't feel so bad.
It clicked, and now I love math. And, you know, that experience made me an amazing teacher because the kids that I work with are the same way. They don't freaking get it. And I just tell them, hey, you know, you don't get it yet. Maybe someday you will. Maybe someday you won't. But, you know, we all have our strengths and blessings and gifts and talents. And so just look for yours.
You'll find it.
Anyway, yeah.
So are you going to share how people can find you yet?
Hashtag Kashada, KYSHAYDEH. Keep your spirits high and your determination even higher.
You need to send that to me. Send how you spell that to me so I can make your banner. And thank you for contributing to the show, by the way.
By the way, the rock star shirt was amazing. So many of the kids didn't get it, even though it's like holding rocks in both hands saying, I'm a rock star. They're like, I don't understand Mrs. Stringer. It's like, well, I'm not to be understood. That's what makes me so much fun.
I'm not to be understood. I like that. That we need to make that a bumper sticker.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. Let me get going so more people can read.
All right. I'll see you when we go down to Lynn's, okay?
Sounds great. See you then.
All right. Ken. Bye.
Bye.
All right, our last caller for the evening, unless area code 513 or 502 would like to raise their hand, press 1 and come on the air. Our last caller for the evening is 916. 916, you're on the air.
Hi, Nyla. It's Hatter. Made it.
Hey, sweetie. Always my last dance now, aren't you?
Yeah, I just barely made it this time. Yeah, you got to, you know, being Pi Day, you got to give credit to the man who created or understood Pi for the first time. That's Archimedes, like 200 BC. And that's amazing for that time to be able to get that complicated. It was a big jump in mathematics, Archimedes and the Pi. Just saying.
Well, I want a real Pi. Like with the E.
You want a real pie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Those I can deal with just fine.
I found math was easy to me. I loved geometry. I loved the algebra 1, algebra 2. Calculus, I got lost. Maybe because I didn't try it very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, math. I laughed when she said the last 6 digits of pi. I knew what she meant. There is none.
I had no clue. Not right over my head.
Yeah, it's an infinite number. It's an infinite number. It just keeps going. So, well, I brought a poem. He looks a lot like me. It's the title. It goes like this. The day fades to a place I have never been. Drawn to the dawn makes it easy to pretend less than what I started with. I close my eyes to make a wish. Counting days that were once called mine in search of things I cannot find. Break the vows that holds me here, then watch it all disappear. I'm stuck without a pen to think, finding love defaced with ink. Standing still from beyond my view, the words that kill, they come from you. To mark this place where love's disgrace, it steals the air to breathe. I found a clown turned upside down. He looks a lot like me. Call my name as if insane, it will surely scream. You took from me what you knew to be, a place where I once dreamed. In poem.
Wow. That was phenomenal. You are going to read two, right?
Yeah. I was going to get one Archimedes. I wrote one on Archimedes. If I can find it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, this I wrote one on Archimedes, being he's my favorite. Smart guy from history, you know, Copernicus and the rest of them. Archimedes always I studied. This one's called Archimedes Through the Porthole. And I wrote when I wrote this, I used to write a little lot more abstract. So here we go. Archimedes Through the Porthole, a study of things designed, weapons of war to those that siege a mind ahead of its time. Ravens witnessed the battered walls. Romans marched into war. Hidden stairways to guarded rooms, casting shadows across the floor. Watch the world that is unknown to be a part of history. Arm the creatures of the house protecting our reality. Armed with pens to mark these days, the poets speak in double rhyme. Listen for the jaded words, jaded winds, when the spoken words are mine. In poem. That's for Archimedes.
I love that you have a poem for him. I mean, how many people can say that?
Yeah, you know, one thing about him, he was a very smart guy, of course. He was forced to create weapons of war for his king because they were at war, and he hated that. But some of the inventions that he was reported to have created to protect his kingdom, or the king's kingdom, was quite remarkable for the time. I mean, you're talking 200 years before Christ is when he was alive. But, he's quite the character, yeah. He's also the one that, I don't know if this makes sense, he yelled the word Eureka for the first time, running nude naked through the town. What he had done was the king asked, he thought the guy that was polishing the crowns or the jewels was stealing from him. He was scraping gold off of the crowns and such. So he asked Archimedes to find out a way to see if he is. And Archimedes says he couldn't figure it out. Well, one day he was late sitting in the bathtub. When he sat in, all the water rushed over the top, spilled over the top. And that's what he found. It was volume, the amount of water that spilled over the top, if you put a body in the water, would be the amount that is less than it was before. And so when he found that out, he ran down to the town naked, screaming, "Eureka, I have found it." I know. Stupid things you do.
The things we keep in our heads. That was amazing.
I know. Exactly. It comes on the crossword puzzles now and then. Eureka, I have found it. That's Archimedes.
That's amazing.
So we learn something every day. Well, thank you for letting me read.
Thank you. Of course, thank you. And you know that I'm such a fangirl. All right, my love, tell everyone how they can come find you.
Well, I'm here at Blog Talk also. My nights that I have a show are first and last Friday of every month. A new show I'm putting on, it's called The Strange World Around Us, and I'll just be reporting on some of the weird things that happened or in the recent past that affect us today or will affect us in the future. Sort of a break from the poetry because our group has scheduled every night of the week. Mine will be Fridays. And then I think it's the first Tuesday of every month, will be a music show on Blog Talk also. That's it.
Very cool. All right, sweetheart. We will talk to you next week at the end of the show, of course.
Of course.
If you have plotted yourself. It's a pleasure closing the show with you once again, my dear. Thank you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you, Naila. Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, everyone, you have been listening to Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show. I want to thank you all for being here, both readers and listeners. I'm going to close the show tonight with a piece by, where did it go? Where did it go? Where did my page go? No, you guys can't do that to me. So I am closing the show with, there it is. It's a piece by Tony Ford. It's called Society Seen Through an Absent Dream. Here we go. Good night, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
Absinthe oceans, Naila said. Coining that intoxicating Gallic spirit I almost became totally immersed in. As a child, I tried to drink it because I was told to. It was supposedly the thing to do. But my childhood lesson was to consume too much brings madness to my head. From that common well of life, we draw that special heady brew, a draught of my fellow man whose tide turns with the touch of the moon, to aid the mistral winds that make mad heads swoon. A glass or two and my head begins to ache. Absinthe should only be taken in small measures or diluted with moments alone to cleanse the mind and purge the soul, because an absinthe ocean will swallow you whole to conceal your identity in a dark, crowded room. Therefore, you should stay in the shallows if you treasure your soul, because an absinthe ocean will also swallow souls whole. Everything looks the same after a few glasses, but not to those on the fringes, the sober few who choose not to swim for long periods, the sober few who choose to see straight and dance to the tune of the beat from their own drum, that singular beat that manages to achieve a sound that even the metronome of the masses fails to stifle, like the explosion of a bullet that is fired from a rifle. My absinthe dream is a surreal scene of a world made sane by a mistral breeze, placed in a setting with lines of trees from where the Champs-Élysées can clearly be seen, with the sound of cannons completing the scene. Simple oil colours present an artist's view, whilst the masses stand gathered behind a hangman's noose, waving liberty's colours of red, white and blue, common people kill the notion of me and then you. The colours of liberation crush the individual mind, as the jealousy of the people use humility's disguise. I offer a toast to the people and their notion of fair, fired through the cannon smoke that hangs heavily in the air. I stand for the I and do not share their notion, which is why I can only stand on the beach facing an absinthe ocean. Society seen through an absinthe dream.